Saturday morning. Time to start that Saturday morning routine. And what's a Saturday morning without... Well, yeah, that too. But you also gotta have About Your House.
Well, this old house once knew its children. This old house once knew its wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life.
About Your House is brought to you by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed contractor in North and South Carolina, servicing both residential and commercial with 7 offices. A trusted and professional foundation solution since 2002. If you have a problem, we have a solution. Call toll-free 877-770-7050 or online carolinafoundationsolutions.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
Y'all doing good to be up and alive this Saturday morning on this beautiful autumn. Man, did autumn come in great or what? I love it. Woke up and it's like, hey, it's here. 53 degrees outside in the morning time. God, you gotta love it. Man, I do love me some autumn weather. And this is barbecue seasons. I say that because in the Carolinas it's one of them things. Fall comes and you got barbecue events going up everywhere. You know, hopefully this year we will, due to this pandemic. You know, we've had a little issue with doing that, but anyway,
there's one in a few weeks.
There's going to be barbecues and fall events. I love the Carolinas when it comes fall because of that. And you know, we're pushing Halloween. Got Roddy Player going to be calling in from Queen City Audio, Video and Appliance, talking about holidays cooking. You know, we cooked more last year than we've ever cooked in this country. In the history of this country, I don't think we've ever cooked as much as we have these past 18 months. No doubt about it. But stuck in your house, got a kitchen you never used, figured it all out, learned what all the buttons are for, and some of you even learned to operate your convection ovens. I'm so proud of you. So Roddy's going to be calling in talking about availability. They've just moved in their new big warehouse for you to give you what you need, so he's going to be bringing us up to date on all that. As well as I got my guest. I love my guest. George Hobel's back in the house. Good morning, George.
Hey, good morning, Ray.
Glad you came up.
It's a beautiful day, just like you said.
And you brought your friend with you.
My friend Felipe, yes.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank
Felipe
you.
Cruz. Good morning, Felipe. Glad you could make it.
Absolutely.
Now, I got to ask you, George. You know, we don't talk about what we're going to talk about, okay, folks? This is like off-the-hip stuff. Because I don't rehearse. I don't like rehearsals. I don't do scripts. And if you plan it, it's probably going to screw up. See, if you don't plan anything, then you won't be disappointed. That's right. My motto.
No stress.
No, none. You just let it happen. And people say, well, what if? I don't do what ifs. So that's not a problem.
I woke up this morning wondering, did I study enough last night? Oh, that's right. We didn't have to study.
That's right. No homework assignments for this. Not at all. I got a question for you. Why Felipe?
Felipe's been a friend of mine for a few years. We worked together a little bit. And we started talking the other day about the workforce in Charlotte, and Felipe's got an interesting take on it. It's he said his own words, that's a topic that's near and dear to my heart too. So I thought this would be a great pairing to have the three of us together.
Awesome, fantastic, because I'm definitely going to hit some nails with a hammer today, because you people out there, you industry people, got to get your heads out all the way and think clearly, if you get my drift. So, what do you do?
We're predominantly a design and construction management firm. And so our passion and
who is we?
Loxley Group.
Loxley Group. Loxley, so you're Group. With a company. See, yes. I don't know this guy. He just come in here. You know, we just let
we
anybody.
We found him on the street.
We found him down in the lobby and
we
said, come on,
come on up.
Let's
we got free coffee for you.
There you go. No, seriously, you work with a
so that's the name of my business, Loxley Group.
Loxley Group.
Yep, Loxley Group, and I collaborate a lot with George and some other businesses in the area. And as a design and management firm, our objective is to help customers figure out a way to do their projects with high quality but competitive prices. And so I'll bring in the right crew, the right contracting group, or the right person for that project,
sure.
Depending on what the scope of work is, what the customer wants, and then we'll manage the project all the way to the end,
right?
To see it, to fulfill the vision.
I got you. Well, you're 33 years old.
Going to be going on 34 this year.
Well, 34 comes after. Well, I got this different way of looking at birthdays. When you become 33, you're in your 34th year. It's like
that's true. You're no longer 33.
I turned 69 in January, right?
That's right.
So I am 69, but I'm in my 70th year, so I'm 70 for all practical purposes.
That's right.
I'm in my 70th year, and it's the 365th day. Hey, I made it. Let's go for 71, you know.
That's
so,
right.
And you're 33?
Yeah.
Going on 34. So how long you been in construction?
I guess super focused in running the type of business that we're doing about going on 3 years.
Right.
My family's always been in the real estate and in contracting world, in the sense that we go back to the pre-2008 sort of crisis. My dad was buying homes, homes in distress.
Sure.
We were renovating them, putting them in the market.
Sure.
My dad's been in real estate, licensed in Virginia, D.C., and Maryland. And so when the 2008 happened, I had I actually had a construction business back then on a remodeling. And I got very lucky. A friend of mine, he and I were going kind of different directions.
Mm-hmm.
I stepped out because of the direction he wanted to take the company. It's one of those gut feeling situations.
Just didn't feel good about it.
He was mismanaging money, essentially running his lifestyle with the deposit money for future jobs,
bummer,
for lack of better words.
Borrowing from Peter to pay Paul.
That's right. And our accountant called me up and said, I think this is an issue. I said, of course it's an issue.
Really?
Yeah. And I addressed it with him, and unfortunately it just kept happening. So I said, look, we're friends. I'm going to go my own way. And I dodged a bullet, because a year later the economy collapsed.
Sure.
And we would have, we would have been in bad shape. So one of those things, lucky timing. I lived in the D.C. area at the time, and I had an opportunity to continue to do the work, in the space, but, on my own pace, on my own time.
Sure.
And I actually had an opportunity to get into resource management in that point, recruiting, training. It kind of helped me get, and looking back, you look at your life and you see the pieces of the puzzle, right, and the foundations that got created.
And you're just getting started.
That's right. It was critical to the future success of my life after that. Having been in that resource management, learning how to recruit, learning how to build requirements, learning how to understand what a company needs, because I'd always had that intention, to continue to be self-employed. And hiring is just the epicenter of the success of your company. You know, being able to find good talent.
OP, other people.
Yep.
You know, that's the thing about life in general, and I learned it early on, and I started the OP word, or OP, excuse me, because in construction, anything to do with creating or solving issues requires OP, other people.
That's right.
Because you, nor I, nor anyone in this room can ever, this is the hard facts of life, you can't do it by yourself. I don't give a damn what it is. You cannot do it by yourself. And the sooner we grab that and spread some love and understanding and get some damn leadership in this country across the board, leadership. I'm so sick, and that's why I'm upset this morning. That's why I'm in a little ill mood. Because I heard a story yesterday about, and it's in corporate America like never before. Lack of leadership.
That's right.
Everybody's afraid to make a damn excuse me, I'm using that word too much this morning. Everybody's afraid to make a decision in fear of failure or making someone upset. I see it every day, all the time, everywhere I go. I'm sick of it. Show some leadership and management capabilities and lead the people with compassion, empathy, respect, and love. When are we going to start that again? I mean, you go to meetings and all they talk about is your numbers are down. You're this, you're that. They don't talk about what could we do to help you.
That's right.
Or motivate, you know? Golly, and it's gotten since this crap hit our culture, it's gotten worse. It's gotten so bad. And everybody, and I know why, because if you turn your television on in the morning, they're just giving you another dose of fear.
Right.
And fear is not helping anyone.
No, not at all. My
enemy.
Well, hey, Ray, here's a good example of what you're talking about right now is that thing down at the border with the horses. And now they want to take the horses away. That's not leadership.
Yeah. But people don't get it. People, you know, we're not getting it as Americans anymore. I'm just...
Yeah.
I'm an old guy on old values, and I'm pissed. I'm really pissed, but I'm trying to be loving doing it.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point, too, because one of the things I've noticed in all the contractors that I interact with, right, that I either bring into
sure.
my projects, and
right.
a lot of times these guys lack the training on how to grow their business, and they're entrepreneurs, they're self-employed.
They
but
try to be. They want to be.
They try to be. They want to be, but they lack, you know— sometimes the guidance and the education on how to piece together a team and bring, you know, bring other people on board. And one of the things that we've been doing, it wasn't really planned, but I almost sit in this sort of advisory role to a couple of my contractors now, in guidance on improving your contracts management, improving your marketing strategy, improving how to, you know, how to hire, how to train people. And if it's kind of opened up my eyes to, so America is founded on this ideology, a perspective that, you know, the American dream. You can come here and be
– do anything. You can be anything you want.
Anything you want. And then there's this frustrating aspect of how hard it can be to be an entrepreneur in today's world. You know what I mean? Like the costs involved with healthcare to be able to be – you know, be able to like
– well, all that's screwed up. That's the matrix, man.
It is.
Sorry.
It is unbelievable. You know, so here we have the foundation of – come here or be anything you want in this country.
But all the rules get in your way.
But by the end, we're going to make it so hard that it's going to be easier for you to quit and go get a job in corporate America.
Thank you.
And just be a robot in the system.
Play inside the box.
That's right.
And if you jump outside the box, oh, no, you can't do that.
We're going to make you pay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're
going to
make – well, that's where we've gone wrong, see?
Yep.
And people need to recognize what's happened. And it's happened over the past 30 to 50 years. I've watched it.
Yep, slowly.
I've watched it. Yep. And, you know, and you talk about looking back. Well, you're 33. I'm 70. Looking back, it's a big spectrum.
Big spectrum.
But I love it. I'm able to do it. And we need to do it. And we need to learn from our mistakes.
That's right.
We ain't doing it. And that's the part that bothers me because it's affecting our future kids. You got three kids. How old?
I do. Owen is 6 months old.
Right.
Bianca's going to be 4 here in October, and Vanessa's 5.
Oh my gosh! Have you got your hands full?
Three beautiful kids and and a beautiful wife.
Oh, congratulations! Many happy days ahead.
Thank you. It's exciting times. It's it's this energy they bring to you. You know, like our house. This. You know, they suck the life.
6 months to 5 years. You barely got them out of diapers.
That's right.
No one. Kidding. Oh Lord! I commend you because nothing like family. My first grandson is due next month.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to that. And a new chapter, you might say, of life. And that's really, really special. But I commend you for that.
Thank you.
What brought you to Charlotte?
So I guess you could say Northern Virginia and the D.C. area, there's this pace of life and cost of living. And my wife and I were both incredibly successful over there. You could say that looking back, the plans we had about the careers we wanted and the income we wanted, I mean, we were hitting those goals. But we sat there and we said, okay, we're commuting anywhere from an hour to 2 hours a day, you know, each way. So 2 to 4 hours in the car.
To me, crazy.
That's insanity. And I said, the roads aren't growing at the rate they need to grow for the number of people that are moving here.
Yeah, the infrastructure.
You know, it's not there to support it.
Welcome to Charlotte.
Well, we come here, you know, we come to the land of where the grass is greener and, you know, and then all of a sudden we start to experience the same thing at a different rate. we just saw at the rate in which cost of living and everything is going.
Right.
We were always going to get behind.
Gotcha. I'm gonna take a break here. It's break time. But when we come back, I'm interested why you picked Charlotte. You know, I ask that question to everybody that comes here. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, what brought you to Charlotte? Because believe it or not, there's 100 to 125 people moving to this city every day. And guess what? Let me surprise you. We don't have the infrastructure to take that stuff. It's going to get worse. It's getting worse daily. I don't want to throw negative things at you, but
it's reality.
Get out and go out. Sundays, I-77's backed up. What? Anyway, welcome to Charlotte. So we're going to take a break. You're listening to About Your House, and you'll be listening when you come back. So go on, get you some coffee, and come back. We'll be here. Stay.
Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night. But there's a full moon rising. Let's go dancing in the light.
Welcome back. We have guests in the studio. George Hobel, Hobel Designs. Felipe Cruz from what?
Loxley Group.
Now, we were talking about you coming on down here to Charlotte. What brought you to Charlotte? Because there's a lot of cities.
That's right. So when we lived in Virginia, our neighbors across the street were from Raleigh, and we were telling them that we were just kind of tired and burnt out from the Northern Virginia.
Overall. Where are you from, by the way?
Northern Virginia originally. Well, I was born in Ecuador, South America. My dad was born in the States, but raised in Ecuador, so I was blessed with, you know, being a dual citizen.
Sure.
In the
legally.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Awesome.
And in the 90s, you know, towards the 2000s, the country was falling apart. Lots of corruption. Mm-hmm. My dad had built the business from the ground up since he was 18, and he said, you know what, I'm done with this. Like, I'm tired of building and then having them tear it down for me to rebuild it. I'm tired of it. We packed up and moved and actually started from scratch because for him to kind of cover a lot of the business debt and everything that was there, he had to sell everything and start in the
right
here.
Okay, so you moved to America. He brought you all back to America, whatever.
Yeah, Virginia.
Okay, and then that's where you were kind of raised, yeah, high raised. School, all that. Right. What got you in construction? That's what I'm curious about.
You know, I try to look back to what may have been the trigger that triggered. I think it was maybe my first job. My parents raised me that they wouldn't give me just money. My dad, at best, would match every dollar that I made to help. So he
well,
made
that's giving you money.
It's a, at the best, he'd say I'd match it, you know, so that you don't feel like I'm not helping you. Because, you know, as a young kid, you're like, oh, my friend this, my friend that. But he always wanted to us, you know, my sister and I, to kind of make it on our own. So I had to go to school. I wrestled, and I'd come out of wrestling practice and go work. Excuse me. And my first job was at a construction call center.
Okay.
Pine Tree Construction, you know, calling and setting up leads for all the sales guys, and that opened up the door. I kind of started moving up through the company, and then my buddy Steve and I worked in there, and we said, "Hey man, the guy was the owner was getting into drugs, and his business was kind of fizzling away." And he said, "We can do this ourselves." And we said, "All right, let's do it." And that's when we started. I think it was C&M Construction was the name of the business back then.
Welcome to America.
Yeah.
So young, sure. Young guys with a lot of passion and interest to get ahead. But anyway, back to the Charlotte thing. Our neighbors across the street talked a big game about North Carolina, and we said my wife and I had one kid at the time, and we said let's go check it out. So we came to Raleigh. We looked around, and it was not big. As we talked to people, they said, "Hey, go check out Charlotte." So then my wife, she said, "You know what? Let's get an Airbnb. Let's go down there for a week." So we stayed in an Airbnb here. We loved it.
What part of town did you stay in the Airbnb?
I would say 3 blocks from here, coincidentally.
Oh, okay, cool.
Total coincidence. And and we would go to parks and talk to people and say, "Hey, what areas are good? What do you like?" And people would say, "Oh, you know, check out Ballantyne. Check out this area. It's very family friendly." So we went back and we expedited the plan. We loved
it. Gotcha.
Our family wasn't too happy that, you know, both my parents and her parents are up there and their grandchildren are going to, you know.
Oh, that ain't good. Yeah, right.
But, you know, I had to sit down and explain to my parents. And I said, "Dad, you've always taught me that, you know, I got to worry about us. I got to worry about, you know, the foundation of the family." So we literally picked up and moved. She got a job down here.
Where are you living now?
In Fort Mill.
Okay.
Yeah, Indian land.
Sure.
So we rented for about 6 months in Ballantyne until we got a pulse for where we wanted to be.
Sure.
The real estate market had been climbing for 10 years steady, and I said, you know, there's got to be maybe some sort of a correction and we can get a little bit of a better price, and it wasn't happening. I said, you know what, screw it, let's just buy the house. And then who would have known, you know, that it would have, you know, doubled, you know, the speed in which the growth has happened,
yeah.
Right? I guess the big factor of that is, you know, what happened with everybody wanting to, you know, leave the northern side and all these places, and they're coming to the promised land down here. But what we fell in love with was definitely better, you know, less traffic, better weather. And, you know, we fell in love with the people. When we came down here,
right,
being at a grocery store or being anywhere and people saying hi and being very friendly.
Sure.
We lost that in Virginia and D.C. I mean, it happens,
I've heard
that,
right? Yeah.
When we moved here, neighbors from all sides came and said hello and brought cookies and, you know, the things you hear. And that was like,
we need to get off the cookies, but yeah, I get it.
But, you know, the warm, the welcoming, you know, the welcoming touch. Right.
Sure.
And, you know, it really felt like home. And so, It was hard, but we did it. And we
instead of cookies, they bring you a protein drink.
That's right.
I'm crazy, but anyway.
But we love it, and you know, the only regret I have is genuinely not having done it 5 years before.
Yeah, cool.
But
well,
what can you do about it?
Welcome to Charlotte.
We're excited.
And how'd y'all meet, if I might ask? You, George, how'd you meet him? You do remember?
Felipe was working with another guy, and they contacted me to do some drawings for a project.
I hear you.
So it was a business relationship.
Cool. Yeah. Got it.
George is the number one mentioned, you know, architect and design firm on Facebook. His name's always coming up, and I said, you know, I got to meet this guy.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I did not know that, George.
Always being tagged.
Yeah, for sure. You know, well, now, you do primarily residential?
Yeah, and a little bit of commercial upfitting. We're wrapping up a restaurant here down the street, 235 West Tremont. We helped them upfit the interior.
Sure.
That was a struggling restaurant, out of business with the whole COVID situation, and the owners picked it up. And so they're going to be probably opening up in about the next 2 months.
Cool. Now, the labor situation we've got going on in Charlotte is, well, actually, it's going on nationwide. I went down Graham Street to, you know where Webdon is? You know what Webdon?
Yeah.
Okay. I went to Webdon the other day to, you know, order a top. And I said, what the heck? I'm going to count signs. Labor signs. Help wanted signs. Help needed sign. Career opportunity signs. All those, you know, lots of them everywhere. I counted 7 in 2 blocks.
That's a lot.
7.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know when people are really going to get it in the industry. Charlotte, are you busy?
Extremely.
Extremely busy, yeah. Working, right?
Drowning.
Can't keep up, can't.
Right.
How about you?
Like same story.
Same thing. Now, I hear this day in, day out, and I hear the whinies day in and day out now. And you know I'm talking about the whinies. The whiners, and that's pretty much all employers, people who employ, they're whining because they can't find help. And I'm going to go ahead and start this ball because, you know, and now Roddy's going to call in here in about 10 minutes or so, and we're going to talk to Roddy Player. But one of the major focuses today on the show is the labor situation. And, you know, this is about your house, but if you've had any work done lately, service companies in your house, you know how bad it is, probably.
I tell you, it's a tough situation.
And stupid has become a serious, I said this way before this pandemic and way before the labor issues. I've known this. I've watched it come for 35, 40 years, been a part of it, talking about talk. So all they can do at meetings is talk. Well, here we are, folks. And then I get calls saying, Ray, I need experienced help. You do? Really? Well, I can't imagine that. You know, and everybody says, but I've got to have experience. Well, you know, let me say this, and people, you need to spread the word. Experienced help does not exist any longer in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Finito.
Doesn't exist. And the sooner you get your mind fixed on that fact, the better off you're going to be. You know, because it does not exist. Sure, they're experienced carpenters all over this town, and they're all working.
Yes.
They're all working, and, you know, it's gotten to the point where they're working so much, they're undependable because they're men, and they don't know how to balance their time. Am I right or wrong?
That's right.
Absolutely right.
I've been one.
We're a society of saying yes, and so we take on more and more and more.
I'm going to say what you want to hear, right? Men do that, you idiots.
Hey, watch it.
I'm serious. I'm one. Been there. I did it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've lived my life and I've made every mistake you can make, I think. I pissed more people off in my life than I want to admit. But I'm owning it.
Yeah.
And now as an elder, I can look back on it. Now, I stopped that when I turned 39. I changed. I got, you know, I changed my ways. I didn't realize I was the way I was because, after all, we're big boys dressed up in men's clothes, right?
Right.
And we talk too much. And I'm very guilty of it. But that's what you hear, right? You hear commitment, and then 3 days later, when they've committed to show up, they don't show. Oh, I'm sorry, I got held up on a job. You ever heard that before?
Oh, my gosh. The funny thing is the excuses that I hear that people bring to the table about why they couldn't make it to work that day.
I'd rather not hear them.
Unbelievable.
Anymore. Yeah, and I don't want to hear any excuses. I've gotten out of that because I think I've heard about everyone you can imagine, you know. But you hear that, don't you?
Absolutely.
I've even told our guys, too. I said, better just don't tell me because it'll probably affect the way that I look at you. Just tell me when you can show up again. Like,
yeah.
Let's just reschedule. But yeah. Don't tell me the reason behind it because it's going to affect my view of you. It's better.
See how it is out there in the workforce, and you're looking for experienced help. Think about it, guys and gals. It does not exist. So what are we going to do about it? You know, we've got to start embracing the fact that we need to train and we need to teach and we need to work more off an attitude and teach people, inspire, not teach, but inspire people to come into the trades and the construction industry. And let's embrace that and teach and lead for the future.
Yeah, I think to your point, I think part of it is part of solving something is understanding the problem, right? And there's a couple of different things.
Well, I understand what the problem is, but keep talking.
So you've got a concoction of things that have happened, right? You've got a lot of jobs today that the young people can take that are paying well in the IT industry or inside of offices where it's prettier. I guess you could say it's nicer. They get air conditioning. You know, they get the snack bar. They get the TV. And in the construction industry, those perks are not there, right? It doesn't.
The only thing I looked for was a microwave in the house when I came up. If it had a microwave in the house, we was cool.
Thought you were good. You were good, you know? And so it doesn't. I think that the other thing that's happening, too, is that where are the eyeballs at for the young generation, right? Their eyeballs, their attention is on the Instagrams and on the Facebooks of the world and
YouTube. College. You go to college.
You go to college.
And I got to tell this story again because it's really, really beneficial in explaining it. When you talk to 5 sixth-grade classes in a middle school in a fairly decent part of town, Charlotte, North Carolina, and you ask each class this question, how many in here, 26, 30 students in each class, how many in here know what an apprenticeship is? Not one student. Are we teaching our kids opportunity, real life? Lord, no. We're scamming them. We're pressuring them to go to college and get that
degree, piece of paper.
College.
Yep.
Degree, and it assures you of nothing. And ask them. I mean, it's a simple question. How many are going to college in here? 26 kids, raise your hand. What?
And then you ask them for why, and they don't know. What are you going to study?
Because
what
they've been trained.
Yeah, that's right.
They've been taught. Been trained.
From the counseling, you know, the counselor level
now,
in elementary school.
And counselors, now, why is that? Because that's what they're told to teach.
That's exactly.
I don't blame the teachers.
No,
I don't blame.
They're fulfilling the job description that they, you know, got hired to do.
But they're sick of it. Yeah. Teachers are sick of it because they're seeing the damage it's doing to our society and the children. Because one, here's the fact of life, a natural God-given law, natural, meaning nature gave this law, and it's so true. You'll never achieve happiness, never, until you use your hands with your mind and serve purpose.
Right.
We don't teach that.
Nope.
Now, back to the problem. Experience tell. Can you find it, Felipe?
You can be creative in trying to steal it from where it sits
today.
But we're not generating. You know, the pipeline is not being filled with fresh talent.
But then again, that fact of quality, that value that I grew up with called integrity and loyalty. Sports took that away about 20 years ago.
Right.
It's a value.
Yes.
Right.
And today, when Michael Jordan left the Bulls, that was it. Loyalty in sports went out the window. They'll pay me more.
I was going to say, so that's what happens now. And we don't even realize the damage to it's going to cause where everybody's, you know, taking, going to the next job because it pays more. And then, okay, the next company has to pay another $2 an hour, $3 an hour. And all of a sudden, it's going to become unpayable.
Well, next thing we've got to discuss in this is until our industry steps up and starts paying these guys what they're really worth, we're going to have more labor issues. You cannot make less than $20, period, and live. You can't.
No, you can't. And I get a lot of contractors, too, that I see, they call me for, hey, do you have help or you don't need help? What are you paying? I'm looking for someone I can pay $15 an hour. Yeah. I'm like, what planet are you on? Have you tried living on that kind of money? You can't.
There's no way you can't. We said that 10, 15 years ago. And here we are. And the box stores, you culprits, you're a blight. Because when you pay guys $10 to $15 an hour to work part-time with no benefits in your store, what? No wonder I get the deer in the headlights look.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you? And it's predominantly the store that's same color as your shirt.
Orange, yeah.
Thank you. I wasn't going to say that. Happened to me the other day. I went in one because I couldn't find Velcro at the blue store.
Right.
So I went up to the orange store across the street. They had Velcro. But I had to find it because I looked at the guy on the stool. Says, do you know where Velcro is? And same old look. Turn around and look. There's that look I'm used to. He didn't know. Anyway.
Or you're lucky you didn't get the, I don't know, I'm new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, or they must have moved it.
They must have moved it.
I was in the blue store yesterday. Picked up some cable, and I needed some ferrules. What's a ferrule? Okay. We found the ferrules, but they didn't have the size I needed. And that we looked and looked and looked, and I said, look, I said, I'm not going to the orange store.
Right.
I'll wait till you get more in.
You're like me. You don't like the orange store either. Nope, can't stand it. Okay, cool. But anyway. All right, Roddy's on the phone. Let's talk to Mr. Player. Do you know Roddy Player?
I've bought appliances from Queen City TV and Appliance since 88.
Right.
And I've never met Roddy.
Well, he's not there. Well, he'll call back. Let's get rid of that dial tone. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Nope. Okay, yeah. Great company, and they just moved into the new warehouse, and he's going to call me because I gave Roddy a call this week because, you know, if a lot of people, they think they can get stuff, and that's part of our conversation today. You can't just get stuff anymore.
No.
Planning.
You can't get – I've talked about it. If you don't plan and stage your job, you're crazy.
There are two houses that just got finished right behind me, and – I watched them start the homes and how long it took them to build, and it was because they couldn't get right down to the appliances. The houses sat there for 2 months. They couldn't get their final inspections because they had no appliances.
We waited on cabinets for two months in a house, and they're building them custom. But we waited over 2.5 months, actually. They finally got installed last week, and that's cool. You know, a little bitty kitchen, too, but regardless. All right, let's talk to Roddy. Good morning, Mr. Player. How are you doing this morning?
Ray, how you doing, buddy?
I am great.
Good.
You in your new warehouse, I hear.
We are. Boy, it's been a big help to us to overcome some of these obstacles you guys are talking about. This availability, it's really hurting the trades, hurting the industry, isn't it?
Just a little bit. Caused a little bit of chaos out there.
Yeah.
But what's new? We'll bob and weave through it. It ain't the first time we've had situations now, is it, Mr. Player?
You're right, but this one is so different, though.
Oh, it is different.
It's one thing after another. It's not just, you know, a shortage of one component or one type of thing. It's just things just stacking up on top of each other, it feels like, doesn't it?
Well, give us the state of appliances and availability and what's going on in your world, because you play such an important role in a lot of different aspects of what we're doing, you know, to our homes.
Well, you know, you were talking about it earlier. You know, the appliances are last in these projects, you know, pretty much last in. And so if the appliances are late to a new home construction or remodel or whatever it may be, what a disaster that can be. You know, it's obviously it started last spring, you know, and we've been on the radio a time or two since then. And, you know, we thought it would be a 90 to 120 day delay while they reset some of these factory floors. And so they did all that, and they started producing, you know, at a better rate. And then there's a component shortage where they can't get, you know, the plastic to make the interiors of refrigerators and dishwashers. And then there's a foam insulation issue that stacks up on top of that. And now we're dealing with these microchips that I don't know the answer to this. Hmm. You know?
Well, I read a 3-page article on the chip situation in the overall and globally, and it doesn't look like it's going to get resolve quickly. Roddy, can I ask you to hold the phone? Let me do a break, and we come back to you.
Sir.
I thank you. Sorry to do that to you.
Absolutely.
But we're going to put Roddy on hold here. We're going to take a break, a real quick break. You're listening to About Your House on Fox Sports Charlotte. Best way to hear us by, well, I tell you the best way. If you've got Alexa, say, Alexa, tune me into Fox Sports Charlotte. It's done. That's all you got to do. Or download the free app, Fox Sports Charlotte, or online, FoxSportsRadioCharlotte.com. Best way by far, stream us live anywhere on the planet. We'll be right back with more About Your House.
No need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you. Sun ain't nearly on the rise. We still got the moon and stars above. Underneath the velvet skies, love is all that matters.
Welcome back, folks. And MTB Mechanical, 704-321-9250. Give them a call, folks. You cranked your furnace yet up at all?
Not at all.
How about you?
First morning today.
No,
first morning?
You did it.
Yep. See, wow. I was going to bring that up.
It was more preventative. My wife wanted me to set it up last night.
Well, you got a woman in the house. That explains everything. No, I'm kidding. And babies.
Yeah.
And babies. But women are a bit colder than us guys. I don't know what it is. Anyway, pull Roddy back up. Mr. Player, are you still with me, sir?
I'm here, brother.
All righty. Talk to me. Now, this chip thing is
you know, we were talking about its availability and this microchip problem. You know, it takes a lot of microchips to build certain products that we sell out there, and these manufacturers are just having trouble getting enough supply to keep their lines running. It's kind of become a hand-to-mouth kind of thing for them. So if they've got microchips, they can build this week. If they don't, they can't. And it's kind of putting a real problem in the industry out there. You know, the it used to be, Ray, and you know, you go in there and design a kitchen, and as soon as the cabinets are ordered, you know, maybe it's 8 or 10 weeks or whatever to get them, and the appliances would surely be in by then. But if you're trying to buy luxury stuff out there right now, it can be 4 to 6 months before you can get some of the luxury premium items. And so it's a real risk to how you time these projects out. I know you guys in your industry especially, you know, time is money, and you got to get that project, you move through the project, get it done quick. So it takes a lot of coordination to make sure everybody's on the same page.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And materials are very important in that.
Yeah. So what, you know, I guess, you know, one thing that the manufacturers have done to try and help things, you know, they, if you go back a year or two, they were trying to come out with all these colored appliances, you know, white, premium-looking white products are coming back, matte black, matte white stuff, that they tried to expand their production. Now they've had to cut all that stuff back because they just can't make enough, and so they're trying to be real efficient with their manufacturing. So they've kind of narrowed their focus and have cut the number of models that they manufacture. So that's probably a good thing, but it doesn't mean that everything that they thought they were going to make or say they're going to make, or even some of the things you see online, are not being manufactured, which great problems for us out there too.
Right.
But you know, the there's another situation out there for new construction. I'm sure you've got some people that are buying new homes out there too, not just fixer uppers. But you know, the home builders out there, the national home builders, used to supply, you know, complete homes, washers, dryers, refrigerators, and everything kind of move-in ready. Well, they stopped offering refrigeration and laundry because they can't get it. And so we're seeing a lot of customers come in now that we have laundry, we have refrigeration, this big new warehouse we've got. And so we're seeing a lot of those people coming in because they can't get the laundry and refrigeration from their, you know, their home builders out there. So we're seeing a lot of opportunity there in our business, and we're seeing a lot of consumers come in for that kind of stuff.
Interesting. Things are changing, no question.
Yeah. We're,
got to bob and weave through it.
Yeah, you know, the thing that we've been real successful during all this pandemic, you know, a lot of companies have struggled, and our hearts go out to them that have. But, you know, the home building industry, remodel industry has really just gone through the roof. And I guess it's because everybody's spending so much time at home. And if you're spending time at home, you want to work on it, make sure it's the best it can be. And you're putting your vacation money into updating your house and whatever else. And so, but then again, you know, we've got to have product to supply that. And so we went out and opened up a brand new warehouse down the south side of Charlotte that have really, you know, almost tripled our inventory so that we've got the right products for everybody. And so, you know, it's like gold out there. If you've got product, then people will come see you and you can take care of them out there. And so we've been real lucky that we've had good supply lines with what we can get. Like I say, the premium luxury stuff, the special order kind of stuff has been difficult. But, you know, it's kind of put a damper on things like Black Friday.
Right.
You know, there's no product to for the manufacturers to get involved in kind of, you know, discount like we would normally see around a Black Friday. So there really won't be any better deals during Black Friday than what we see out there right now. As a matter of fact, prices are moving up. You know, about every 3 to 6 months we're seeing, you know, pretty significant price increases, which are going to hurt things too. And I think it's a way to slow demand down a little bit.
Right. Well, that's why I wanted to have you on. I knew that from just by my installations, you know, that I do for you guys and the customers, that things haven't gotten it much better.
Yeah.
You know, they've, you know, we've just seems like we hit a hiccup every now and then, but it doesn't stabilize. We're not on even ground any.
Yeah. And it's like a roller coaster. You're right. We'll feel good about it 1 week, and then the next week we'll see some more headwinds hit us. But, I mean, you know, my opinion, we've been doing this for a long time, and like I said, you know, you say you've seen something like this before. I really, it's hard to remember something like this.
Well, not this deep, not this extensive.
Yeah, and it is deep, and so I feel like this is a 24 to 36 month kind of recovery to get our manufacturing back to where it needs to be. We're seeing, and good thing, you know, we're seeing a lot of manufacturing come back to the U.S. and from our appliance manufacturers, which is really great.
Yeah, that's
and
super.
Even some of the Asian companies are investing in the U.S. They're building plants in the United States. So that's a good thing. So it'll get product to the market faster and help build up capacity, which we desperately need out there. You know, the industry in the first quarter of 2021 was up, you know, 30-some%. And so it's back down off of that since then. I think housing starts have slowed and that type of thing a little bit. But our economy here in Charlotte is just so good. And like I say, we're so blessed to be living in this marketplace here. And you look at a day like today what a great place we live in.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Thankfully, we've got a great economy. And everybody's complaining about labor out there. And we've got our issues, too, about trying to find work, trying to find enough employees out there. But what a great place we live in.
Yeah. Well, speaking of it, how's your employment? You need labor?
You know, I'm not in too bad a shape, Ray, with the labor side of it. We are looking for some people in sales, to be honest with you, which seems kind of strange, you know. And these are not, you know, your $15 to $20 an hour jobs that y'all were talking about earlier. But I've got plenty of trucks on the road delivering product out there right now, and seem to have access to more of that type of thing. But I need store personnel. I need salespeople in there, and we need some customer service people, which we've had some success interviewing in the last couple of weeks.
Great.
But salespeople, what we need. So these are good paying jobs for sales professionals that in a great industry that's booming with a company that's growing too. So there's good opportunities there for anybody that's looking for those type of jobs. You know, it's hard work. You know, we work some weekends and nights and stuff like that too. But it's a lucrative career in the sales of appliances and electronics.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, every sponsor we have on this program, with the exception of one, is looking for help.
Really?
Everyone. Yeah. And it's just so abundant in that need out there.
Yeah. We're having, the numbers, I hear different numbers all the time, but you got close to 100 people or more coming to Charlotte every day. And so I'm not sure where they're all going to work.
I'm not either.
They're driving Amazon trucks. I hear some of that. But like I say, I don't necessarily buy the people sitting on the couch like you hear too. I think we just got to connect the right people with the right jobs out there somehow or another. And so I think patience is going to eventually catch up, and we'll get the right people in the right jobs, and it'll ease up a little bit for us, I think.
Well, I certainly appreciate you calling in and being a sponsor of the show. Appreciate your support.
Always. Appreciate what you do for us out there, too. So appreciate it.
All right. Folks, talking to Roddy Player, the big kahuna, Queen City Audio, Video, and Appliance. And I'm glad to hear we're picking up. And I thank you for this week's purchase on my own, the chest freezer.
Sir.
Appreciate
yes,
that, picking it up this morning. And I was to commend you, too, on your notification software. It worked good last night.
Oh, good.
I thought I'd throw that at you, too. Matter of fact, it worked real good. Called me. It texted me four times.
Oh, it did now?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So, anyway, I got notified. But
yeah, are you going over there to get it? Or?
They're going to pick. My son's going to pick it up.
What did it text you?
All right, buddy.
Did it tell you it was time to take the beer out of the freezer?
No.
Yes, sir. Don't do that. Before it pops, right?
There you
go.
Thank you, Roddy. We appreciate
right, guys,
you, brother. We love you. Take care.
Yeah, take care, pal.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. And that's Roddy Player from Queen City Audio, Video, and Appliance. And, appliances are a key factor in most remodeling jobs and or new building. You know, you got to have those appliances, you know. And what he was referencing to on the high-end luxury items or high-end, you know, Charlotte is basically a high-end city. I mean, I look at it that way. How about you, George? You do design work, wouldn't you call it?
I don't know, Ray. It's the all scales.
It's all over the place.
I mean, I've seen it all from the bottom to the top, and it's all still happening or trying to happen.
Yep. But anyway, you're looking for appliances, good staff, good selection, professional help, Queen City Audio, Video, and Appliance, 391-6000, that's 704-391-6000, corporates out of on Queen City Drive, right off Billy Graham Parkway. There you've got six locations around the area, though. So go online, queencityonline.com. And you can shop online. And this, if you're looking for appliances, you can go online. A lot of people go to the box stores. You ask them, where'd you get it? The blue store, the orange store. Why? Or Best Buy or something. You know, you're not going to get your best price there. And I hate telling you this, but it's not the same appliances you're going to get from appliances. It's not the same. They build in lots in container sizes for these big box stores, and they're not the same appliances you're going to find at Queen City Audio, Video, and Appliance. They're not. So, anyway.
That's a good point, Ray. I've seen this. You can go to look at a different segment of the industry, of the construction industry, plumbing fixtures.
We'll talk about that. You want to?
Yeah.
Because I got to take top of the hour break. But and I'm glad we hit on that a little bit, and I bring it up from time to time about the differences, and I want to talk about that briefly.
Yes.
When we come back, as well as we're going to jump back on this labor bandwagon too. Because we definitely need to talk about it. We need to wake you industry people up to become teachers. Oh, teachers, we don't have any of them either in the trades. That's right. They don't exist. We'll be right back.
Nothing like a little breakfast to get you going in the morning. You know, they say it's the most important meal of the day. Of course, breakfast is always better when you can enjoy it with About Your House.
Oh, this old house once knew its children. This old house once knew its wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life.
About Your House is brought to you by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed contractor in North and South Carolina, servicing both residential and commercial with 7 offices. A trusted and professional foundation solution since 2002. If you have a problem, we have a solution. Call toll-free 877-770-7050 or online, carolinafoundationsolutions.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
I got George Hobel, Hobel Designs, a past remodeling contractor, carpenter, a jack-of-all-trades guy, right?
I've done everything.
You've done everything, a lot like myself, everything. Every aspect of the construction industry, residential predominantly. You've probably had it in your hands and played with it.
Yeah.
I concur. I mean, I'm right with you. And it's given you the background you have to accomplish your next transition, which is design work. And that's what you do now. You take all that you've learned and put it on paper.
It was a great jumping point. You call that?
Yeah, great transition.
I got a call last week to come do, they wanted me to come do sheetrock repair in their house. I had to say, no, I don't do that anymore.
Right. I do it when I want to do it.
Yeah. I actually enjoy doing it. Making a wall smooth.
It's I love drywall work myself. Yeah. I think it's great. Yeah. A lot of people say, you know, but if you're a good drywall guy, you won't have any mud on you at the end of the day.
There you go.
You know, you walk out and everything's done, and you walk out and the guy ain't got no white on him. And say, what?
Yeah.
You don't get mud on you? No, I put it on the wall.
Yeah. That's the
swinging
truth.
It around.
Every now and then you'll drop a blob, but for the most part, you keep it on the wall and not your clothes, you know.
We were talking about plumbing fixtures.
Yep, talking about box stores and the materials they get versus what hardware stores may get or appliance stores may get.
You can go online and select a fixture that you want. I don't care what brand it is. Let's just pick.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. And go to the box store, and you can find that fixture at the box store. And it might cost $79.95.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to the plumbing supply
Ferguson, wholesaler.
You want to buy that fixture Ferguson, mm-hmm. and it's $239 or $189, whatever it is, it's going to be more. Okay, but they're made different.
They're made totally different.
The picture on the box is the same picture.
Aesthetically, they're the same.
Aesthetically, they change the name of the fixture and they change the model number, so you can't really cross-reference them.
Exactly.
But if I pulled the two fixtures out of the box and I have them in my hands, the connections, even the fittings that connect them to your supply lines, they're different.
They sure are.
And they're not as good.
They're cheaper. They're plastic.
Yes.
Predominantly what you get in the box stores, the fixtures. Now, I'm not saying they're lesser quality.
Oh, no, they are.
Thank you. I was hoping
I'm saying that.
I was hoping you'd come back. I was had another statement to tell. They are. You know, they're lesser quality. Now, will they work? Sure. Water will come through them, and they work and all. Will they last as long? No.
No.
No way. No way. You know what the biggie thing? You know, when you buy a fixture at the box stores and you take it home, there's nuts missing.
Yeah.
Typically.
Yeah.
They're, you know, like where a lavatory faucet, the risers come up, they got two little nuts that go on there. You don't get them nuts.
Here's a good
one. But you get them at the wholesale house with the fixture.
If you have a project going on in your home, and you're working with your contractor, and you've worked out your arrangement so that you're going to supply your own fixtures.
Oh, no.
And you go get your fixtures at the box store, and your plumber shows up to install them. He's not prepared to install them because the real plumbers, don't carry those homeowner-style fittings. You have to get those fittings at the box store.
Although I have them in a drawer.
You just created a nightmare.
Yeah.
You got
and
more
your
delays
plumber's
now.
Not going to be happy.
Well, I'll tell you this, and I'm glad we brought this up. General conversation here today on today's show, folks. You know, as a remodeler or a handyman, you'd say, in my position through the years, people would say, I'm going to go get the material. Then I'm not coming. Well, what do you mean? I can't buy my own faucet. Nope. Why? Because you don't know what you're buying. Well, I do. I know what I like. Well, then show me and let me go get it. You know, because if you're going to buy the material, I'm going to have to go back store anyway because you're not going to get everything I need. When I go to the store, I'm going to get everything I need. And I'm not relying on OP, other people, to cover me. And there's another rule I use in construction with my crews. On that note, you check everything you buy at a warehouse or at a plumber, a lumber yard, whatever. You assume everybody's an idiot and you check them. True story. I bought 9-inch ductwork for a job up in Davidson. 20 feet, I needed 9-inch duct, right? I get to the job. Guess what's on my truck? 6-inch. 6-9. Now, whose fault is that?
It's your fault.
It's my fault.
For not checking. Trust but verify, right?
You got it. And let me tell you, if you go to you call somebody at a warehouse, look, I'm looking for such and such. Oh, yeah, man, I got it. Are you sure you got it? Because if I drive across town.
Come on.
And you didn't check it and you don't have it. Oh, my word. And people ask me why I was so such a tyrant sometimes. You just wasted an hour and a half, 2 hours of my time driving across this stupid city to pick something up you said you had and you don't have it. And it's happened, goodness gracious, how many times in my life. But that's on me, too. From now on, like I said, just check. Go out there and check. But people that know me now also know to get off the phone and go check.
Yeah.
It just happened Friday, as a matter of fact. So, you know, these are things that we experienced people in the industry, and homeowners are taking on more and more and more of these tasks, DIYs. And I love it. I encourage it. But know the facts.
Right. I just had a homeowner, too. She previous customer, and she wanted to do a project herself. Yeah, kudos to her. She did great work. And then she was telling me about the 1,000 trips to the blue store.
Yeah.
It's, you know, if you would have called a professional, I would have done right. A fraction of the time.
You know, the hardest thing, the experience one has as a professional, a service provider, you might say, I don't have any longer a truck loaded. There was a day where I had a box van, and it was like a store in itself because everything I needed from a Sawzall blade to a hammer drill bit to the screws, fasteners, you name it, and plumbing, miscellaneous electrical, miscellaneous this, that box van had everything on it, okay? So nowadays, no, I don't have a box van, and I don't do but very little work. But my point is, I got a warehouse, and my warehouse is like that box van.
Yeah.
It's got everything in it. So when I go out to do a job, for example, next Tuesday, I've got to go put a downdraft system in and a gas cooktop, and I got to do some work to make it all work. I'm going from old to new, okay? So I'm going to have to do some. Now, here's the challenge, to think of everything I need and put on my van.
Yes, sir.
That's the challenge. Everything I need has to be on that van, so I don't have to leave that job when I get there. There's the challenge. Now, I do a pretty good job at that, but I couldn't do it unless I had the experience and the knowledge about what I'm doing. Because I literally, like you, George, when you draw it, you're doing it in your mind.
In your mind.
So I have to sit there and literally make a list of what I'm doing, take cabinet down, run circuit, and then I have to connect that with the tools and materials that I need. Because the most frustrating thing anyone does is stop what you're doing and have to run to a stupid store to buy something to finish your job. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's terrible.
It's horrible.
And you got to be lucky that they'll have it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You get there and they might not have it, or they told you on the phone they did. And
right. Well, a few weeks ago I was looking for something very, very simple. I can't think of what it is off the top of my head right now. I assumed, took for granted it would be there at the store. It wasn't.
It wasn't.
Three stores wasn't there.
Oh, my gosh.
Three stores wasn't there. So I said, to hell with this. I ain't doing this today. I'm going to write this one off, and we'll pick it up. And that's another thing. Used to, yesteryear, you'd get frustrated, angry. You don't do that anymore. It ain't going to help you a bit, make you sick, because you'll stay stressed. You know, patience. Patience, and people have become very patient these days, which is nice. And we even laugh about a lady yesterday. She said, well, I can't tell you I'm very anxious. I said, I know you are. I said, but just be patient a little bit. She said, I am. You do it. When you tell me when you can do it, and we'll get it done. You know, very nice, very sweet lady. And, you know, but these are different times.
You know, and a reminder to homeowners and contractors, too, is that understand that the influx of demand and the lack of supply has also screwed up all these orange store and blue store systems where the stock the system shows is inaccurate. In fact, I went to buy one of the products for a service we're offering and in the plumbing side of things, and the stock said – they said they had five.
Right.
And I showed up, and they're like, sorry, we don't have any. I said, well, it says five. Do you mind if we go and check? Maybe it's up high. And, you know, person initially kind of shrugged their shoulders, kind of wanted to get me out of the way. And I stay the course. I said, you know, I'm trying to be polite, but I really it's impactful if I don't get
absolutely,
what I need.
Absolutely, sure.
We went and we found it. Right. And in another instance where it said the stock was zero, but there was a huge pallet of it. They're just short-staffed, had not been able to check it into the system, but there it was, in a huge pallet above.
Right.
Everything that we needed. And we almost left to drive an hour to the other side of town, mm-hmm. domino effect to our schedule, impact to everybody, and cost. So, you know, the old tale of being persistent, but it's there. It's there or
this labor shortage has caused a nightmare across the board for everyone. And it's like you said, it's affecting stores. You go in, they're short-staffed. They don't have enough help. I don't know where we're going to – and I don't know where this is going. I have no clue, but we're going to talk about it and keep everybody aware of issues that you're going to be confronting. And like you don't know by now, most people get it. I mean, yep, been there, done that, you know. Yeah. But we as service people in the industry, you know, like this help thing, what are we going to do about the labor shortage? But I need experience help.
You can find it.
It doesn't exist.
You got to get somebody. You got to get a blank slate and train them.
That's right.
Show them.
We have got to start teaching and mentoring and leading.
And there's young talent that want to learn. They want it.
They want it badly. Yep. They love it.
Yep.
Kid, hey, look, there's a thing about kids. You got kids, right, George?
Yeah, too.
I got kids. You got kids. We got kids. I got kids in this room. We got kids. They want to be led. They want to be taught. They want disciplined. They need it. We all need it in our lives. These kids today, sorry, I'm going to just plow this garden deep and bleh. They're spoiled. They're spoiled. Everybody wants to take care of their kids because I didn't have it or I want my kids to have a better life. What is a better life? What the heck is a better life? I mean, I don't get it. Struggle. If you ain't struggled, you ain't lived. And until you struggle, you ain't going to learn to live. And that's the truth. That's
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. Another one of those natural laws.
It's one of those things, too. You don't appreciate something that you had until you don't have it anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, then you realize, ooh.
And folks, on that note, you better wake up. Your freedoms are going away every day. I'm going to fight for mine. So, you know, but hey, we live in a very difficult time right now where we've got the answer. I told somebody, they said, what's the answer? I said, love. Love's the answer. And he looked at me and laughed. I said, I'm not kidding. Right now we need it more than ever because people are upset and they don't even know what they're upset about.
That's right.
We just call it
angry inside.
They're just angry and I don't blame them.
Yeah. You better watch yourself on the road because when you get into traffic and people start doing stupid things, you don't know what the attitude is of that guy behind you.
No, you have no idea. And these stupid things here, people need to quit using their damn phones driving. Goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. Last week was terrible with phone people. You know, I say phone people, you know, they're watching their phones and not watching the road. You know, I had to throw that out there. You know, but obviously you know that as a human being. Why don't you do it? You know, we've got to be safer with these stupid phones. Oh, my gosh. It's horrible. People riding down the road on their phones. Happened to me coming to the studio this morning. Dude's doing 10 miles an hour away from a light, you know, and going slow. And sure enough, I pull up beside him, you know, past him. He's on the phone talking to somebody. Mine's on his phone, not on the road. It's terrible. All right, we're going to take a break. Yep. Good job there, Darren. Good job. 704-227-8800. That's the number. Got George Hobel in studio, Felipe Cruz, and we're just talking remodeling, general stuff. You got anything you want to talk about, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 704-227-8800. Fox Sports Charlotte. We'll be right back.
Just one look at you. And I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you.
George Hobel, Hobel Designs. Felipe Cruz with Loxley Group.
That's right.
Did I say it right?
LoxleyGroupLLC.com.
Cool. Remodeling, home construction, plumbing. You got a leak, something. A leak. What is it? Leak detector.
Yes.
Yeah, but let me preface it before we get into it. Had a gal on here, and I can't remember her name. Cute as a button. Man, motivated. Rep for Leak Smart. You ever heard of Leak Smart?
No.
It's a product that if water hits the ground behind the washer or wherever, it'll shut the whole house down. Now, you tell me about yours.
So we're more on the integration side of things, not necessarily developing a product, but one of the things that we get called a lot for is water mitigation, fixing damage from water. And I have a buddy who owns an insurance company, and I was blown away by how impactful water damage is to their bottom line. It's destroying their P&L, it's one of the things that's hitting them the hardest, and it's an inconvenience to the homeowner as well. We had just two people in our neighborhood. One of them was out in Mexico on vacation, had a leak on the toilet. About a week went by, house destroyed. They've been out of the house. They were out of house for 3 months. Tremendous inconvenience. So we've noticed this in the market, and we're integrating, depending on the customer's needs, the right technology with a licensed plumber to help them get ahead of it. And there's different components of technology out there, but one of the integrations that we love the most allows, if something happens, and these are so smart that they can detect your water consumption, they can detect a live leak that's ongoing before even water hits the sensor. It can determine that it's out of cycle for your house. There's too much water flow inside of a period of time, depending on the pressure. It'll just preventatively shut it off, alert you, give you an opportunity to go mitigate and figure out, is there an issue or not?
Right.
In my own home, I didn't realize, but my irrigation system was dumping 3 times more water than I needed to.
Yep, irrigation systems are big issues. I'm trying to find a reputable, not to interrupt here, just to cue you in, a reputable, good, solid, passionate irrigation guy. Because we're wasting a lot of water with irrigation systems, to your point.
Yeah, it was a huge wake-up call. And you know, the metrics that we get from the device that's installed, it's, you know, from even living more sustainably, you know, knowing what your water, what your house is consuming. And so the big thing is helping avoid that impact to your wallet, because you do have a home insurance, right? And people think, oh, if something happens, it'll impact you. You got a deductible, and your policy is going to go up. And if you get a big claim, eventually those companies can drop you. You know, good luck if you get dropped by home insurance policy.
Well, on top of that, that's the protection during the disaster, okay? That disaster, be it a water disaster, we're going to have a show in 2 weeks with after disaster and insurance claim, an insurance adjuster and all that. We're going to have a show just about that. Most, you know, we take so much for granted in water damage. You know, we've talked a lot about it on the show, you know, through the years. But you don't want that type of damage to your house. Let me jump a notch or two. You don't want that kind of damage to your life.
Nope.
Because it is a tremendous, catastrophic disruption that you don't even know about yet if it's never happened to you. And I hope it never happens to anyone. But when you leave on vacation and you come back and there's water coming out your front door, you're going to have to move out of that house. Yeah. And that's a biggie. Total disruption to your life. And you got to call the insurance people. And what goes into all this, you have no idea. All your belongings have to be identified. And we've said this before, too. You need to take a picture
of everything.
Of everything you have in your house for that record and archive it.
Because always good luck collecting later.
Exactly.
It's a fight. It's a problem.
You know, and that's what some of the things we're going to cover in the show in 2 weeks. But, yeah, and so you've got a detection methodology, so to speak.
That's right. It's a service, and one of the products, too, that we're most excited about, even for an extra like $5 a month, they give you additional coverage. Well, if there is a water issue claim later, they'll cover up to $5,000 of your deductible, you know, because you had the right technology installed in your house, the right preventative technology together. So it's the peace of mind, you know, where you can leave your house. My wife used to call me OCD about this, but when we would go on vacation, I would shut the water off in our house.
That ain't OCD, bro. That's smart.
Hey, I got a story on that.
That's smart.
I would drain the pipes. And she said, what are you doing that? I said,
draining the pipes a little excessive, but, you know.
Well, I tell her, I said, I've seen it. You know, when my dad and I were flipping homes, he had a house, and the plumber put new fittings and things.
And
left
broke.
For the weekend, didn't follow the instructions of shutting the water off. When my dad came in that Monday, the second floor was on the ground level.
Dang.
Yeah.
By the way, this was, you know, just finished renovating. So imagine now having to go back to square one.
Oh, Lord.
And the mold,
what a
you know, then, you know, one thing, and we'll go to George, but you fix it all. The mold issues.
Oh, that's
that come
true.
From,
oh, no.
Water is as bad as fire in some respects because of mold.
Yeah.
Cause mold. And then the houses sit there closed up. You know, and that mold just goes.
It goes everywhere.
It just, when it starts, it just goes.
And, you know, and a reminder, too, is like the home insurance's business is to collect the most and pay the least. When you have an issue like this, they're going to try to nickel and dime on every corner, right? They're a business. They're a for-profit organization. They're not going to put you in a house the same size with the same amenities. They're going to, you're going to be in a probably a small apartment or a small townhome. It's inconvenient to your life. And then think about all your personal belongings that have no value, your picture frames, right?
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff. It can't be replaced.
Right.
It cannot be replaced. So it's
and so for, much more that you're not even thinking
it's
about.
It's so easy to prevent catastrophic damage.
Yep.
It's so easy.
So this was back in 1990. I was not the contractor. I was working for a contractor.
The year Nary got started, but carry on.
Okay. Very good. the house is on Dilworth Road, right here in Charlotte.
Sure.
Big, beautiful home. I'm not going to mention any names, but the guy that owned the home was an engineer and OCD, I guess you call it that.
Oh, yeah.
And he was afraid of water, okay? He was afraid of fire is what it was. He didn't ever want to have a fire in his home. So he had a plumber come and install a hose spigot in every closet of the home and one in the attic.
A hose bib in every closet?
Every closet and one in the attic. And they're going out of town for a family vacation one time. And they're getting ready to drive out of the driveway, and the wife says to the husband, hey, did you get this? Whatever it was. Oh, no, I forgot that. It's all the way up in the attic. So he parks the car in the driveway. Kids are in the car. He runs in the house, goes up the attic, grabs that box or whatever it was that they needed for the vacation trip, and goes back down, gets in the car, and he boogies. And they're gone for 2 weeks. When they get home and they open the door to their home, the house was flooded, and they traced it back to his trip to the attic. He triggered the hose spigot.
He
in the
hit
attic
that hose bib
and flooded his own house
because of his own apprehensions
of for fire. Yeah.
For fire.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Imagine what your product would have saved.
Right.
Oh, we had to go in there and they had plaster crown molding.
Oh Lord.
You know.
Oh it yeah. Was, you can't get that replaced hardly. There are very, very few artisans, I said artisans, who can do that.
Yeah, that A, willing and B, able to.
Exactly. Yeah. Tell you a true story, too. Same note. My first wife, my son's mother, they got a beach house down at Surfside. Been there several times. Nice place. They've remodeled it in the past 2 years. You know why they had to remodel it? The water heater, he said, exploded. Water heaters don't explode, but okay, water went everywhere. Okay, you had a catastrophic water damage.
Yeah.
So they had to redo the place. I go down there. There's a ball valve, a lever ball valve, down on the post under the – you know, when I say under, you know, they're on stilts.
Yeah.
Right there. You get out of your car, there's your ball valve right there. Why wouldn't you turn the circuit breaker of the water heater off and turn the water off to the place? You'll never have a water issue when you're not there.
Yeah.
Never have an emergency if you just cut that water off, cut the water heater off. Now, why are you cutting the water heater off? Well, if you have an electric water heater.
That's a good point.
There are two elements in that water heater, typically. Not all, but most have two elements. And what'll happen if you don't turn the water heater off, when you turn the water off, there's no water feeding that water heater at that point. That top element's, you know, heating the water. Or when the water evaporates or goes away, which it will in time, you're going to burn that top element out.
Yep.
And then when you get home and you turn take a shower about 3 or 4 minutes, 5, 10, whatever, shortly after you get in the shower, you're going to run out of hot water.
That's right.
Now, your water heater's still working. The lower element's working, but it ain't keeping your water where it's supposed to. That's not what that water heater was designed to do. That top element's burnt out. Now, yeah, you can replace the element. It'll be fine. But if you turn your water heater off, you don't have that problem. And, you know, for all you rental people or whatever, you can put a note on your door. Remember, cut water heater off. My brother at his beach place. First thing he does, last thing he does every time is cut his water heater off. He doesn't cut his water off, but he cuts the water heater off.
See, that's a perfect example, though, through these systems, the integration of it. All that could be turned into smart systems.
Yeah.
So if you left on vacation and you forgot, you can do it from your phone.
You can do it from your smartphone.
Or we can even set proximity boundaries so when your phone leaves a certain area, a geofencing area, it'll automatically do that for you.
I can tell he's young. Talk about this geofencing and your apps and all this technology. See, I'm getting more and more sick of apps and technology because every day I live, there's some glitch on technology, on a software package. And everybody says, why don't you calm down? Hacksaw over here says, calm down. I'm sick of this stuff. You know, it's just always something. So anyway.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about too.
Absolutely. One thing too, I don't want to forget this. It's important is to know that as a homeowner, one thing is the peace of mind. The other one's preventative to your wallet, right? Preventing a lot of expensive things to your wallet. But know that your home insurance company, when you have a system like this, many and more will do it. They're offering anywhere from 10% to 20% perpetual discount on your policy.
Right.
And You know, because of that extra service for $5 a month, where this company will get, will cover up to $5,000 of your deductible. In a sense, it can also help you increase your deductible, which lowers your premium. So now you have more savings plus that discount. Any investment that you do will pay off quickly, but at least the peace of mind, right? You can break even on that investment quickly, but the peace of mind and not having to go through that, like you said.
Catastrophes are catastrophic. But I mean, they affect you in, oh God, so many, in the stress factor. Oh, the number one cause of illness is stress. Your body doesn't do well stressed. So let's minimize the stress.
That's right.
And that's kind of what we're talking about here, folks. So good point, though. So you've got that.
Yep, absolutely. So they can go to our website.
What is your website?
LoxleyGroupLLC.com. LOXLEY group LLC.com. There's a contact us form. We'll reach out to you.
Gotcha.
And, you know, right now too, we're offering some competitive, packages for this to pretty much do it at cost as we continue to help improve the entire service package. The technology is there. You just need to have a professional knows how to actually integrate it. Also, it works consistently.
Gotcha.
Because there's a lot of stuff, and you got to be careful too, because you can get some cheap products out there. We go back to stuff that can come directly through China, and it can be done by the homeowner. You want to be careful.
Yeah, there's a lot of you've got to be careful now as a homeowner, or a business for that matter, in what you do and how you do it. Because a lot of people, especially men, George, men, you're cheapskates. You want to cut. Why is it most men, not all men, they're always, what's cost? We got to save. No, that's too high. We got to save money. But you won't get the quality. But I can't spend that kind of money. Sure you can. You got it. Well, I ain't spending it for that. No. You know where I'm coming from.
Oh, yeah.
There's a saying we say in the industry. I think, George, you said this. I think you told me this a long time ago. You buy it nice or you buy it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a believer in buying something once. Matter of fact, had a conversation. Hack's all you need. I'm buying a new computer for my studio, okay? And the guy yesterday said, well, if I do this, it's going to cost you this. I said, well, I don't care about that cost. I only want to do it once.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do a five-year reach on it, okay? Whatever I buy today has got to last me 5 years. And if it can last me 5 years, look at me. I ain't got but 5 to 15. Okay. So, but my thing is,
don't stretch it.
Well, okay.
Very optimistic.
Yeah. Oh, I am optimistic. You ain't going to get rid of my butt for a long time. You know, some people say, oh, damn.
Hey, this is a good time. Read that. This is a text from my wife just a few minutes ago.
This is a text from George's wife. I need to meet Ray Terry, so let's book a dinner. I love your attitude. Let's book a dinner. We need to get together. I want to meet this man. I love him. Don't give me that. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate you. I do. We're crazy. What was I talking about? She done threw me aside. Disrupted my whole mental state of mind. Thank you.
5 to 15 years, I think you were talking about.
Yeah. Bottom line, buy quality. I buy tools, I buy good tools. I bought the yellow tools. That's DeWalt, if you can't figure it out. For many, many years. Well, guess what? My next set, they're going to be red. What am I talking about?
Milwaukee.
You got it. You got it. Milwaukee Tools, by far the best tool on the market in my categories, okay? So you buy good tools, they last you. My DeWalt's have lasted tremendous.
Yes.
And the only thing that hurts tools in today's world are battery technology.
Yes.
Is the battery technology. And, you know, like I've got a whole – we have two sets now of 18-volt DeWalts.
Yeah.
They're worthless.
Yes.
I mean, I can buy a generic, you know, remanufactured batteries, but they're junk.
Yeah.
There again, we're getting into the junk. Well, I don't want that junk.
Your point, big argument, my wife and I about – it's almost 10 years. I was buying tools, and – I was at the Orange store, and I wanted to get Milwaukee, and she said, well, there's all these cheaper options.
Oh, yeah, cheaper options.
We get into an argument about it. Fine. One of those very few and far between that I won. I bought Milwaukee. 10 years later, those same tools, those same batteries are performing, and I've used them a lot.
Exactly. Right.
The same batteries, the same impact drill, the same everything.
Mm-hmm.
It goes quality.
Well, that goes back to the box doors. We were talking earlier, George, you know, about quality. Everything in a box store, let's just say the vast majority, like 95%, are bought in quantities, meaning lots, from the manufacturers, be it in China or whatever. And some of these manufactured items are literally some made in America. There's some made in China. And the box stores gets the one made over the pond, you know. And that's a fact. And you, as a consumer, need to know these things, especially when you get into lawnmowers and the more expensive items. Same rule applies. Like you go buy Husqvarna. I'm just using Husqvarna. Mm-hmm. It's not the same Husqvarna you're going to go to a dealership, Husqvarna dealership and buy. Not the same. John Deere. Oh, God. Oh, my goodness gracious. When the box stores started selling, I don't know if they're still doing it or not, John Deere's.
Sure.
The John Deere's aren't the same John Deere's you buy at a John Deere store.
No.
And they're not the quality you buy. And now the people at the John Deere store get so upset when the people that buy their John Deere's at the box stores come into the John Deere dealership looking for parts, and then they get into the models, and like you said earlier, they don't match.
They don't match.
And then you're chasing the part. And this is called consumerism in America.
Big time.
And it sucks. I bring it up because it's been a factor in my life many times.
Remember when we used to have the good old Ace Hardware store on the corner?
Oh, God, yes, I loved it.
And they were all over town.
Oh,
You got Little Hardware, which is still there, but you had all these
other ones.
But
Little Hardware's open from 8 to 5, not open on weekends. What good are you?
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Good for commercial, and that's great hardware store. No, you know.
But, all that went away.
Did you know there's a wonderful hardware store around Charlotte that's open 7 days a week? Did you know that?
Where's that?
See, you didn't know it, did you?
I want to know.
And these people, and I'm going to tell the owner of it, you're a fool. And that's horrible, isn't it? And I'm sitting here calling a man that I don't even know a fool. You know why? Because you don't know it.
Well.
You don't know it. Do you know it?
One of those best-kept secrets.
Do you know it?
I don't.
See, you don't know it.
Matthews?
No. Renfro, they're not open on Saturdays anymore.
Are they not?
No, they quit. The pandemic shut them down.
Okay.
And David loves the freedom.
Yeah.
So he's not going to open on Saturdays anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I'm talking about Monroe Hardware in Mint Hill.
It's been a long time since I've been there.
See?
Yeah.
See? And they're open on Sunday.
Everybody,
who knows?
Everybody
should know. Great hardware store.
Yeah, that is a great hardware store.
It's a great hardware store. One of the best. But who knows?
That's right.
And you know why? Because the owner don't believe in advertising on radio, and he also doesn't believe in paying his people good. How's that working for you there, big guy? In a great hardware store. And y'all spread that word if you know him, okay? Ray Terry, the Big Mouth, Saturday morning said all that. I've been working on them since they opened the doors. I don't get it. Great hardware store. And they got another one in Monroe, if you haven't noticed. Big one. I don't know. Can't go figure.
Yeah.
And we need more hardware stores.
Yeah, we could use them.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I love Mint Hill, though. Mint Hill's a great community. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more stuff. It's truly a dream come true.
Running away with me. It was just my imagination. Running away with me. The stars, pull one down for you, shining on my heart, so you could see the truth. And this love I have inside is everything.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is About Your House every Saturday morning, 8 to 11. George, I really appreciate you stepping up and coming in here. George is going to be, he's in training to be the host when I'm gone.
That's going to be great.
You cool
I'm
with that?
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, cool. Well, you got these two boys, Darren and Hacksaw here. They'll take care of you. If you got them leading the train, you know, it should be fine. I'm going to take a little trip to Boston, Mass., the 19th, I leave of October, and I'll be back. I think it's the 19th. I'll be back November 2nd. Another little excursion. Me and Mary are meeting in Boston and going to go see the New England. I've never, ever been to Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Boston, any of that up there. So I'm kind of excited to see the taste the food, seafood.
Good time
and
of
plus,
year for that.
You may met David Tyson. Have you ever met David?
I know the name. I've not met him.
Well, David and I, we go way back in Nary. You know, we were one of the originals, and, you know, David was really involved. He was a national regional vice president for like 7 years way back. Anyway, he moved to Maine, sold his house over on Selwyn, and moved to Maine. He's up in Freeport, Maine. And by the way, his Captain Dave, he's been on the show. We'll call him and talk to him. He got his captain's license.
No.
Oh, yeah. Bought a 21-footer, I think, and
nice.
A little fishing boat, and he does charters. Got his Coast Guard, all the Coast Guard stuff, too. He's one of the, you know, approved, bona fide, you know, all that.
Did I tell you my dad used to be a lobster fisherman?
No.
Yeah, in Long Island Sound, but it was like living in Maine.
Oh, yeah, yes, you did share that with me, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward, because I called him and said, Dave, I'm going to come up that way, and it's only 2.5 hours from Boston.
Yeah.
You know, so I said, I know where I'm going. And he's going to take us out and, you know, show us around.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. So, I'm
going to have to meet him.
Yeah, David's a great guy.
Jack used to talk a lot about him.
Go, Jack, Dave. Yeah, yes. Jack. Yeah, I can. Yeah. Jack and Dave knew each other very well. Jack's a great guy. I miss Jack Davis. That's right. That's right. That's what he said. But I'm looking forward to the trip. George is going to be sitting in on the first Saturday, and I got Jerry Eisenhower and James Owens going to come in and talk chimneys because it's getting cold. Fireplace safety, chimney inspections, what goes wrong, what you need to know, gas logs, gas fireplaces, gas, whatever it is with gas and chimneys, those two guys right there, they got you covered. So, and George, on the other hand, you're going to bring somebody in with you, and that's great. So appreciate that. I really do. Thank you so much. And thank you for bringing Felipe here in.
Thank you for the invite. It's been great.
It's
been a pleasure.
A lot of fun talking about what we do and what we can't do.
Yeah, and we got to talk about how to fix this labor problem.
Well, the only way to fix the labor problem, the only way, although, let me throw a caveat in here. Before the break, and we're 7 minutes before it, but I want to cover this because it's happening as we speak. on a very, very, very serious note in history, something's going on right now that never has occurred in this country. And we've got to get a handle on it. And that's the mandates. You've got our hot, and I'm going to tell you something, whether you believe me or not, I don't care, but I'm going to throw this at you. You've heard on, I think you've heard, because I don't listen to mainstream media at all, not in the least. But you'll hear there's a bed shortage in hospitals, right? There's bed shortages. I bet you've heard that, haven't you?
Sure.
Have you heard it?
Oh, yeah.
You heard it. But do you know why you got bed shortages? Do you have any idea?
They're not telling you why.
I'm going to tell
you why.
They're
telling you what they want you to hear.
They're telling you exactly. They're making it like the hospitals are overcrowded. Yes. They're not overcrowded at all.
No, they're not overcrowded.
They're not overcrowded. The beds aren't available because beds represent a formula.
Yes.
When you say there's a bed, well, that represents staffing and all the equipment and people it's needed to take care of a human being in that bed.
Yes.
There's the bed. And if you don't have staffing to meet the needs of that bed, then the bed's not available.
Right.
So therefore, because you're forcing people to get a shot put in them that they don't want, they're leaving their jobs. In droves.
Yes.
In droves.
Right. Have you ever been to a restaurant and you go in and you got to wait in line to get a table? And then when you go get your table, you look around and the restaurant's not crowded. There's empty tables in the restaurant and still your service might be slow and you're wondering, what's going on? This place is not crowded. How come?
No staffing.
No staffing. Right. That's the same issue.
Right. It's across the board in warehousing and storage and in service in every aspect of our human everyday lives, folks. We're losing people due to mandates and lack of freedom. Cops, police officers, I love you, but you're walking away from your jobs. Firemen walking away from their jobs. Infrastructure people. Utility workers, they're walking away from their jobs. Why? Because you can't force them to do something they don't want to do. It's affecting our lives, folks, every day. You can't get medical help because people are quitting their jobs, because they're being forced to do something they don't want to do. Now, how's that going to affect our labor force? In one respect, terribly. We're losing what our lives need, our infrastructure, our medical, our first responders. We're losing them, people. And you can't go get the job if you don't want to get a jab. You can't. So what are we going to do? Okay, now I'm going to turn it around and make an opportunity out of the fact exists. I'm not telling you anything. I'm just spitting out facts here, folks. I ain't got a the only dog in the fight I got is my freedoms, and I'm pretty pissed off about it. Okay, these people leaving their jobs, they need work. They need income. Industry, step up. Let's create massive teaching right now. Let's encourage people to come on board with the trades and services. Just keep them below 100 people if you get my drift.
Yeah.
You picked up on it quick. Right?
Right.
So, you know, there's an opportunity here for these firemen, these policemen, these nurses, these doctors. They can get work. Immediate work. But they're not experienced. Oh, but I need experienced help. It doesn't exist in the trades. It's over. The inventory is gone. Experienced help is no longer available. It doesn't exist. You must teach, train, mentor, and most of all, lead. That's a fact. Yeah, I sound like a preacher. But it's a fact, folks. We've got some dire straight situations going on in America today. You're not being told all the truth on that stupid mainstream TV you got. And anything associated with mainstream news media is lying and not even touching the truth of the reality. I know, because I spend way too much time going for the truth. Because I know a lie when I'm told one. I have for years, and I don't like it. I don't like being lied to. And boy, I'm telling you, you're being lied to. So, what are we going to do about it? And when we come back out of the top of the hour break coming up here, I want to talk about one company in general. American Wood Reface, a good friend of mine, Bruce Aidman, been on the show several times, got a great company. You ever heard of American Wood Reface?
Oh, yeah.
They do great work. Great work and very diverse, I might say, when it comes to kitchens. And they do an amazing job. Well, guess what? They need help. Calls me up this week and says, Ray, how can I advertise for help on the show? Sure. Sure you can. And I'm going to do that for him when we come back out of the break. I'm going to talk. I'm just using him, though, as an example.
Yes.
Just an example of many, many, many people. And I'm going to tell you why this has come up, really relative to Put Tools in Schools. I also got an email from a guidance counselor yesterday from high school that we played with in Put Tools in Schools. And she did an outreach there, and I'm going to tell you about that when we come back. So let's take a top of the hour break here. You're listening to About Your House, 704-227-8800 is the number. Fox Sports Charlotte or foxsportsradiocharlotte.com. Call us. We're here for you. We'll be right back.
Well, might as well get this day underway. Let's face it, this honey-do list ain't going to do itself. Of course, I could use a little help. Ah, there we go. All the help I need. It's About Your House.
Oh, this old house once knew its children. This old house once knew its wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life.
About Your House is brought to you by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed contractor in North and South Carolina, servicing both residential and commercial with 7 offices. A trusted and professional foundation solution since 2002. If you have a problem, we have a solution. Call toll-free 877-770-7050 or online, carolinafoundationsolutions.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep.
starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man comes and take you away.
Hour three coming your way. Right here on About Your House. I got George Hobel in studio, Hobel Designs, a transitioning. Well, that's great, though. He's taking everything he learned prior and putting it on paper, which is good. Felipe Cruz, LoxleyLLC.com. They do...
Loxley Group.
Loxley Group. Okay, Loxley Group. L-O-X...
L-E-Y.
L-E-Y. That's okay. Right. Where's, how'd that name come to be?
Another funny story. Funny story.
Will I laugh?
I don't know. one of my favorite movies growing up was the Robin Hood with Kevin Costner.
Oh yeah.
And it actually, in a way, a lot of the principles I learned in that movie shaped me growing up. About you know, the scene where they go into the forest and they have to rebuild from scratch and they have nothing, and the perseverance, you know, to succeed. It's something in my inner foundation that you could be in the forest and feel like you have nothing, but you really have everything at your disposal. You just got to know how to use it.
That's right. If you're in the middle of the woods and you're a human, you have everything you need around you.
That's right.
And guess what? That's where it started. People, we're animals.
That's right.
We're animals. We have two hands. And now, what, you know, you say success, to succeed, because you were taught that. So you're 33, and that was very prevalent in your growth through school. You got to be successful. You got to succeed. To you, what is success? See, you say succeed. I wanted to succeed. You know, and kids are taught that. But there again, I go back to, what is success?
To me is when I lay in bed at night, knowing that I did everything that I could that day to serve my obligations, meet the expectations within myself and my family. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily monetary to me. It's happiness driven.
What you just said, I'm going to just not help you, but sure, put it in. You want to be the best version of you you can be.
There you
go. That's right. 100%.
And that's it.
That's it.
And you want to have purpose.
Have purpose, be excited when I get up in the morning.
But that
to
is
what I'm
purpose,
doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Be thrilled for the challenge.
Now how can we take that concept and give that to the youth of today? There, now let's get back into the labor shortage, because to me, that's the whole problem, is how do we turn it back around to where we quit teaching our kids to be successful and associating that with education, because a formal, paid-for education. Because education comes, if you're in the middle of the woods and you don't have anything.
Education.
But
trial and error.
That's all that's going to get you through, is what you learn on your own in that environment, right? But see, that ain't what we're teaching.
No, and I think in a way, too, is educating the youth and understanding the source and how formal education came about being, right? I think people forget that they are a for-profit, most of them, if not all of them, are for-profit organizations.
It's head count.
They're all about how can we charge the most and in a way give you the least, you know? Mm-hmm. So if you think about it, you go to school and you get an education and you're paying a lot of money for it and you're getting in a lot of debt, right? And when you're coming out, nothing's guaranteed to you. It's not like a product exchange where I'm going to give you this product. I'm training you. I'm going to teach you a bunch of stuff. And by the way, it's unspoken for, but I could care less if you actually can get a job with this education.
Right.
It's not my problem.
Here's
right.
something that has bred, an attitude that has bred in people, is that they've done these 4 or 5 years in their school. They've got $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 in debt, and they think they have a right to a job.
And in a way, I can understand their anger and frustration
sure,
to that.
Sure,
because they're saying I paid all this money.
And what about the ones that I'm on the radio here talking down, and it sounds like I'm literally criticizing college education. I'm not. I'm criticizing the lack of purpose and happiness.
Right.
That's what I'm criticizing.
Yeah.
And that's it. Because, see, you know, you can take the piece of paper, and to the point, I tell these kids, when I addressed them, I said, the piece of paper called a degree that you're paying for and you're striving for assures you of nothing other than you got it. Not a job, not any benefits, no happiness, no purpose. None of that's guaranteed. None of it. And not a job. No job's guaranteed.
Yeah, in a way, what you've done is, and there's nothing wrong. You know, there's a lot wrong.
Well, with I say,
there's benefits to it, but you've proven that you're able to memorize information and take a test.
You're a human. You're able to do that.
You're able to do that already.
You were given that at birth.
That's right.
That's what blows my mind. And then guess what? It's a law. You got to go to school.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Think about that. You got to go to school.
And think about how different, right, it would be if you came out of high school and you did a one-year apprenticeship, right? Or you went and actually, if your counselor said, hey, what do you think you want to do? Okay, let's get you a job in that field. Let's get you working for a company so you can feel what it's like to be in that career. Get a taste for it. Then go get a formal education, if anything,
exactly,
in that field. Now that you're validated.
Take a year or two and play around.
Play around, because you don't know.
Like, for example, got an email this week from one of the counselors that we've done two trades career days over there and opened the minds of a lot of kids. At least let them see something else. Because, see, they only know what they know.
That's right.
They only know what they're taught and what they see. That's every human same way. You only know what you've been taught. And to all the – no, I won't go there. But the point is, they only know what they've been taught, you know, and that's what it is. That's essential. So how do we change it? Okay, let's talk about it. I had a career counselor send me an email. She's got three students that are looking for job placements for the summer after they graduate from high school. They're seniors. They're graduating. And I've talked to one of these kids myself one-on-one. Good kid. Excited about learning how to work with his hands, but knew nothing about it until I talked to him. That's a shame. Okay. Now, I'm not taking any credit here because I'm just doing what I do, you know. But, all right, I get on the phone, and I call three contractors. Three. And one of them was the guy that called me wanting help. But I need experienced help. Well, you and everybody else.
Take a number.
It don't exist. Okay. And I'm telling you right now, all you listeners, American Wood Reface, if you're a carpenter and you need work, call him. He'll hire you.
Right.
If you're experienced. I said if you're experienced. Because he can't train. Why? He's short-staffed. Who's going to train? I get it. Shadowing. We got to go shadowing. New word. Shadowing, meaning let him hang around and do what he can do. I don't know the answers, okay? I don't have them all, but I'll tell you this. It's teaching time. It's teaching time.
That's right.
I got three kids. Where can I put them? They all want to work.
That's right.
Right out of high school. To me, that's the golden fruit, man.
I was going to say, it's all about perspective, right? The way that I look at it is that is a gold mine right there.
It is.
They're moldable. They're trainable. They have high energy. They're motivated. You just got to show them the ropes.
And let me tell you something about ADHD once again. ADHD has been it's been tortured, okay, as this disorder. There's nothing disorderable, like that word. There's nothing, ADHD has been made a disorder. It's not a disorder. It's been around forever. You got hyper kids. Whoopee. Quit, get them off sugar for one thing. Way too much sugar in kids' diets. Get them off sugar and feed them right, first. Secondly, keep them busy, occupied, creative.
Not just with tablets.
No, stimulated hands, productivity. Hands,
outdoor,
indoor, wherever they can. They'll use their hands, they'll create things, and make a change in our world if we just let them. But we have to guide them there. I am one. been one my whole life. I know. Talking to two right here in the room with me. I know. They're everywhere. They're the most productive, multitask-oriented people on the planet. I was speaking to someone yesterday, and I heard her the whole time I was talking to her. She's typing. I said, "You're typing while I'm talking to you, aren't you?" She said, "Oh, yeah." And I know her, and she's ADHD, and she's multitasking, you know. So, you know, that's a great thing. People wondered many times. I could go in an office with three or four people in it when I own a remodeling company. They got mad at me, never wanted me in the office. Because as I was on the phone, I was listening to all their conversations. Just innately, it just happened. And I heard their conversations as I was having one. Now, how in the world do you do that? I don't know. But when I hung up the phone, I said, "On your note over here." They would get mad at me. So, "Why are you doing that?" "Doing what?" "I just heard you talking so-and-so. I know what the problem is." "Golly, how do you do it? You just had an in-depth conversation with somebody, but you're telling me." "I don't know." They're gifts, folks, but you're taught to take a pill.
To get rid of it.
To get rid of it.
Or
now,
to suppress
I know,
it even worse.
I know three people in my life that are currently in my life that take medications. I hate it for them, but they can't help it because they've been forced to become somewhat of drug addicts. And that is what's happening in America. Across the board.
Yeah, we want to fix everything with a pill.
It don't work.
Or a shot.
That's true.
Or a shot. I like
you
that.
You know, one thing before I forget on the what can we do is the question, right? And I think
what can we do?
As parents, I think we feel pressured that we must continue to send the kids down the path that we've been taught, right? Hey, get out of high school, go to college, get an education, because that's what's going to ultimately lead you to success. And I think I tell my friends with parents too, and I said, let's ask ourselves, how's that working out for us?
That's what I always look at. I just go to ground level and say, how's it working? It ain't working.
Because clearly we're all complaining about it. We're not happy about it. So why do we continue to teach that to our kids? Instead, let's allow them also think about the stress, right? We talk about the stress.
Sure.
I wanted to leave Northern Virginia because of the academic stress on the kids. It doesn't get talked about, but in the county we lived in, the number one or on the top three reasons for death of students and kids.
Oh, God.
Was suicide.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yep.
Was suicide.
Suicide rate has never been higher in this country, which you never hear about on mainstream. Rarely do you hear anything mentioned about it. But today, currently in our country, the suicide rate nationally has never been higher, all ages, but the suicide rate with youth right now is exploding because of the stresses put on those with COVID, with this education thing, and they're just totally messed up.
That's right.
Mass chaos, induced chaos, and it's horrible. And what it's doing to our kids, I'm serious, they're killing themselves at an unprecedented rate.
And those that don't, imagine the actual mental damage that they're going to sustain,
yep.
Right? That we're going to see the repercussions of that down the road. And so
we're seeing it now.
So I preach to myself and to parents to say, let's take some of the stress off. Allow kids the option to go out and get a job outside of, you know, after high school or even during high school. Let them go test the waters. If they say they want to be an architect, guess what? I guarantee you George would love to let somebody shadow, help around, mm-hmm. watch what it's like to be an architect, right? They may realize, you know what? I actually don't like this. Let me go try something else. Then, if they do choose to go to a formal education perspective, they're going to become the output of that is you have somebody that found their passion early on.
Right.
And then are going to receive education to back it up and become better at what they're going to do as
Absolutely.
Opposed to the reverse.
It's more of a resource and a reinforcement to what you love. You found your purpose. Now let's be the best we can be
That's
at.
Right. That's right.
And wherever, whatever path that takes you to, go there. And it doesn't necessarily require a school, but something
we're
to further.
Have, we're going
to
have happier people at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely. Happy is what we all want. Happy makes you successful.
If we're happy, if we're more in love, there's less war, there's less fighting.
That's right. We'll be right back, folks.
And if you don't love me now, you'll never love me.
Another hurricane. Oh, my. Okay, we're in entering the end of hurricane season, which is good, or close to it. I always talk about the weather a little bit, you know, because we're in fall now, autumn. Next week, for example, we're only going to see a few days in the 80s. So, hey, it's painting your house time. To me, 'tis the season right now to paint the exterior of homes, because it's such absolutely perfect weather for paint application on the exterior of a house. Would y'all agree?
Oh, it's a great time.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Before the leaves fall. But you got a window to the end of October, and then it ain't going to be here no more because leaves start falling, and you don't want to be painting your house with leaves falling.
Well, in the summertime, in July and August, it's so humid, you don't really want to be painting. That's not a perfect time.
And it's too hot.
And it's going to rain before your paint is cured, and that's not good.
Right.
In the wintertime, it's too cold.
Right.
And you shouldn't be doing that. So, yes, this is the perfect time to paint.
Yeah, nights are down in
I'm not going to do it.
Now,
I'm not painting my house.
I hear you, but, you know.
I'm not painting your house either.
I ain't painting the house either. But right now, it's just perfect time, and I have to tell people that. It's there again. And now, speaking of materials, you know there was a paint shortage.
Yeah.
Yes.
As well.
That's right. We do epoxy, and we had a – we were the last set of the quality epoxy they have here in Charlotte for the restaurant we did.
Right.
What
were you using it for, if you don't mind? Application?
For the floor.
Okay.
We did
epoxy floors.
Beautiful epoxy floor on the ground.
Oh, that looks super.
The restaurant's 235 West Tremont. It used to be the Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. It's called Para, P-A-R-A. They'll open up the next 2 months. I encourage you to check it out.
Cool.
I got a chance to taste some of their food. Incredible.
Good. Charlotte is not lacking for food restaurants. I mean, restaurants. Oh, my God.
Used to be.
Yeah, it ain't now.
When I moved here in 88, there was nothing to eat. Yeah. I mean, we had the Mayflower. Do you remember the Mayflower in Pineville?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes.
That wasn't food.
Ingredients.
Oh, yeah. I cook a lot, so I do go to my watering hole down in Matthews, Christopher's, but they have a spinach salad, which makes them somewhat healthy, and I eat me a spinach salad all the time. But I'm into food, and speaking of that, next week on the show here, we're going to talk some health. I get cranked on health because the whole key to being healthy is taking care of yourself. Not taking a pill. If you exercise great eating habits, nutritional, and know the right foods to eat, you will be healthy. And health is wealth. It's that simple. When you're healthy, you don't have to worry about the pills, the health insurance, the donut hole, whatever. You know, you get my point?
That's right.
But we don't talk a lot about that. But yet you put a bunch of 65-plus-year-old people in a room. What do they talk about?
Health.
Typically, health. Something associated therewith.
Something's not working right now.
Yeah.
Something's
right.
Not functioning like it should.
Right. Or I got to go. Anyway, health. You baby boomers out there, get with it. You want to live for your kids, your grandkids, get healthy.
Lower your stress.
Lower stress, number one. And, you know, I've had this conversation with so many people lately, it's unreal. Unbelievable. But, hey, I practice what I preach. I'm going to do my damnedest to educate people on how to get healthy. Not on whether you should go get this or that or take this pill. If I ask you how many scripts you take, you tell me. I'm typically going to look at you and shake my head and say, man. You could remove that. And I got to tell a story. CBD oil. You know, we talk a lot about CBD oil on this show. Why? It's a tremendous health benefit. And let me, true story. Friend of mine, Tom Skinner, I'll tell you who he is. The grime fighter, his pressure washer. Known him for 30 years, I bet. Tom's a great guy. A little overweight, not heavy, a little overweight, got type 2 diabetic.
You know, he can fix that.
I'm on my way. Hold on. Yes, you can. Type 2 diabetes can be remedied and cured in one way. And I'm going to tell you a true story here. He didn't know the benefits of CBD. I mean, he knows about cannabis. You know, he grew up in an era, you know, like all of us, that cannabis was around. And by the way, marijuana is a bastardized term. You won't hear it used much on this show because it is not a real word. It never should have been created. It was made to propaganda against cannabis back in the 30s, just so you know, okay? So it's cannabis. CBD, hemp, is cannabis, and it's beneficial to health. It's legal, 100% legal, okay? But he didn't know about the benefits. We're having a conversation. You didn't know about this? No, I didn't know. I've heard some talk about it, of course, because it's pretty popular, but I've never, you know, looked into it. Tell you what, Crown Town Cannabis is opening a new store in Concord. Meet me there Friday. Last Friday, as a matter of fact. So we went in there, and he got an education on, from the Carrie, the attendant, you know, she's a very knowledgeable young lady, and sat there and told him about the endocannabinoid system and why the health benefits are associated and all this. And I picked up the bottle that I take, and I showed it to him. I said, this is what I use right here. And so after the conversation, he said, I'll get a bottle of what Ray uses. Okay, but he got peppermint instead of lemon. They'll put a little flavor in there so it's not yucky tasting. You do a tincture under your tongue. Okay. So Tom goes home, you know, with his stuff, you know, order. And then I call him. I think it was Tuesday morning I called him. I said, how is Tom today? I'm doing great, Ray. Says, well, what's up? What do you mean? Well, you notice anything? Just curious, just checking on you. He says, well, you know what? I do notice something. I've got more energy. I took a tincture Friday evening, Ray, when I got home. And the past 3 days, it seems like I have more energy than I had. And it's really pretty astounding. He says, not only that, but I went to the store yesterday, Walmart, with my wife. And I walked. We were in that store for a good hour or so. And when I walk long periods, my knee will pop. And when it pop, it hurts. It didn't pop one time in the store. I can't remember a day, because when I go to work, whatever I do, it pops. It did not pop Sunday when I was in that store all day. Now, I'm not saying it's the CBD oil, but I'm just telling you. Now, here's the biggie. I'm a diabetic, and my numbers have been under 200 the past 2 days, and my numbers ain't been below 200 in years. I said, tell you what, how many times you taking it a day? He says, once. I said, double up, one in the morning. One in the evening before you go to bed. You can get off diabetes. You can get off your insulin.
That's right.
You can get off your type 2 diabetes kick, okay? Now, I promise you, I'm not saying that this is a cure. It's going to cure you. I don't know that. Right. I can't. You know, but I can tell you this. It's already shown signs of helping. Now, this is one story that I had to share because it's new. I could tell you more and more and more, but, you know, because I speak to people about testimonials and what it does. But CBD oil is a health benefit. If you're not doing it, you need to at least try it.
I was going to say, you lose nothing trying it.
You lose about $30.
That's nothing compared to the potential benefits, right?
Exactly. Nothing.
We spend that in dumber things.
Well, I tell you what, you know, when you get your system balanced, you've got an endocannabinoid system, and you get that thing balanced, your health is going to be better. The nutrition that you take, the supplements that you take, are going to be more beneficial and more active in your body because your system is more balanced. Harmonious, you might say.
Are you saying that if you get your system balanced, that might be better than wearing a mask?
That doesn't need more than an answer. I'm not a masker. No. You can take these masks and shove them so far where the sun don't shine. It's crazy. And that's science, too, folks, I'm talking about.
Amen.
You know. So anyway, all that's fear. Fear-mongering. I'm not one that accepts fear-mongering at all. And you ain't going to do it to me. Not anymore. I quit. So anyway, enough about that. And I don't care who likes it or not. I don't care. And if you want to have an intelligent conversation and know where I get my facts, I'll be glad to share them with you. I'll even send you some. I'll send you more stuff, and it'll flood you and blow your head off. Because I find it, and I go after it, because I don't like being lied to. And most of all, I've had a great life. Oh, goodness, I've loved it every minute. And I'm a happy boy. You know, I want to share that with my fellow humanity. Go. I want to share my happiness and tell you and be an inspiration to how you can be happy. But fear will never let you be happy.
No.
Never.
Nope.
So what do we have to do about that? Eliminate the fear.
What the fear?
Turn the damn TV off.
That's right.
So, you know, that's just my opinion.
It's magical. You can start to think clearly.
I can when you think don't have clearly that. Now the sun. Yeah. You know. Yeah, for sure.
You don't have all those.
Anyway, I'm sorry I got off on a little health tangent there. But next Saturday, I'm working on bringing our buddy Dr. Ferris back in house, as well as a nutritionist, to talk about health. Because I'd rather talk about how to get you healthy instead of how to induce more fear at you, you know, because health is wealth, and that's just the bottom line.
You know,
line.
It's interesting you say that. One quick topic on that. It's interesting how when I sleep well, which helps reduce stress, and I'm active, and I eat healthy, nothing else changes. I interact with the same number of people, do the same, but it's such a coincidence how I don't get sick.
Right.
Such a coincidence.
Right.
But rather when I start to eat crappy and sleep less, the flu got me.
Yeah. Your resistance, man. You lower your resistance and your immunity.
The immune
and,
system.
Another thing, too. If you're not sleeping enough, a lot of people can't sleep. And I'm glad you said sleep because I sleep great, okay, for the most part. Every now and then, I got remedies for it we can talk about, and some of it we can't talk about. But anyway.
But they're there.
They're all there. And they work. But CBD oil, Crown Town Cannabis has a CBD oil that is made for sleep. And you can take a tincture before you go to bed, and you're going to sleep fine, like I did last night. Seriously. I reached over, got my bottle, gave myself a tincture on the tongue. I slept great. I slept too good last night. The alarm woke me up this morning, which is rare. Normally I'm up before the alarm, but this morning the alarm woke me. So I slept great last night. Matter of fact, too, I was kind of groggy this morning. I don't know why, but I didn't drink too much last night. So, and, yeah, I'm guilty of that sometimes, too. So I'm a human, and we're stressed. What do? You go drink. Alcoholism right now has never been higher, by the way. And what's that from? Stress.
Yeah.
Induced psychosis. Yep. It's horrible. Horrible what we're going through as a culture right now.
Yeah, I mean, people got more sleep and had less stress, we'd have less road rage outside.
Yeah.
People would be happier.
Well, I think there is less road rage now. I think people have become somewhat adapt to the environment
the
we're
conditions.
Living in. The conditions we're living in. You know, and you know, I tell you, I met a friend of mine. I told you, he worked for me some 12 years ago. He came over and visited yesterday. 5 minutes with me, he says, man, you're different. I says, what do you mean? He says, you are different. You're calm. You wasn't this calm 10 years ago. I said, you're right, I wasn't. I sure wasn't. But I'm happier now because I'm not as wired. It's a state of mind. It has nothing to do with drugs or anything like that. It's a state of mind. You have to, like you said, you want to be the best version of yourself you can be. And you must accept, you must own who you are and what you are and fix it. Because we all got our issues.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of times just take the pressure off yourself. Like, if you didn't do good today, guess what? You wake up, it's a brand new day.
New day.
It's a new day.
Let's make it happen. And you know what? Like I told my buddy Darren here, you're going to screw up.
We're humans.
You're going to screw up.
The best lessons are when you screw
That's
up.
That's the teaching part of life. You don't learn nothing doing it right all the time.
No.
You got to mess up.
You know, Elon Musk put rockets into space by blowing up a bunch of them.
Yeah, sure did. I'll tell you a true story. I went to a dentist house one time. I was putting a downdraft in. And this is it's funny. And most dentists are pretty anal, and rightfully so. You know, working people's mouths really, you know, and I get that, man. I'm not a big dentist fan, but at any rate. So I'm at his cooktop, and I got to cut his granite, you know. And I've jerked his old cooktop in and taken measurement. He says, "You ever cut granite before?" I looked at him and said, "No. How about you?" he looked at me. He was absolutely speechless, and looked at me. Now I was just waiting for the next. He couldn't say anything, and I says, "Man, I was just messing with you. Come on, yeah." I've been downstairs. He's got a whole woodworking shop downstairs.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice. Dentists work with their hands a lot. A lot of dentists have hobbies like that.
Yeah, they tinker with stuff.
Yeah, and so I said, "No, man, I'm messing with you. I cut a lot of granite in my life." He said, "Man, you had me there. I didn't know that." You know,
that's good.
I said, "We ain't gonna mess up your top, I promise." But you know, we got to mess up, you know, to learn, and that's the key to learning.
And that ties into what we're talking about. You know, you got to get these young kids that don't have experience. Let them come in. Negotiate with them, offer them a path, you know, be creative to say, look, you know, even you can even get contractual to say, look, I'm going to invest in you, but I want you to give me 2-year commitment minimum.
Exactly. You need that, because see, here's what's happening or will happen. And let's talk about this. As a person in the industry, I always paid my guys good. I really did, because I didn't want to lose them.
Right.
And plus, if you weren't worth what I was willing to pay, you weren't worthy to me anyway, if that makes any sense. If you weren't worth what I wanted to pay you, you didn't need to work for me.
Yeah.
You know that there's two ways to get good talent and keep it. Two simple ways. Treat them well with respect.
Oh, yeah.
And pay them well.
Exactly. It's that simple.
They will be your armor.
That's right.
They'll stick with you.
They'll be there. I admit it. You got to pay them, you got to respect them, and you got to love them. Don't treat them like they're some tool. They're people.
In fact, if you treat them well, they'll probably even take less money.
Exactly.
Give them a good work environment.
Oh, I've talked to people. I do this job for free, but they pay me. You know, I love it. But see, I mean, it's all, and how do we align that? It starts with the teaching methodology I've been talking about. You got to get them in the door, then inspire these young kids to be the best version of themselves.
That's right.
They can be.
Figure out what they're good at. Let them show
They'll
you
figure
what they're,
out what they're good at. Yeah. They're there.
Yeah.
You know,
they're going to show you what they love, and if you can guide them in that section of your company, they're going to be your best performers.
Exactly.
They're going to get up in the morning wanting to come in and do an incredible job for you.
Daniel Lane got a job working with W.B. Moore Electrical Firm. You know, right out of high school. He graduated June 5th, got a job 2 weeks later, an apprenticeship or a rookie. I hate all these terminologies, frankly. You know, apprenticeships, interns, shadowing, and all. Go to work, learn. Yeah. What's all these terms all about? Then, you know, but anyway, he went. Boy's happy. He's on cloud nine. He's enjoying the heck out of it. Loves going to work.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? That's purpose.
That's right.
Talk to a lady who's going to be on the show. I'm just sharing some stories here, folks. This lady named Abby, 30-year-old female, does construction, handyman work, you know. And I said, "How long you been doing that?" She says, "Since my early 20s. Now, she'll tell her story here on the show because she's going to be here in a couple weeks. And I said, "Well, answer me this. Are you happy?" She said, "Yeah, I love what I do." Do you feel like you got purpose? I know I have purpose. I help people. And at the end of the day, I can sit back and see what I did. That girl's plugged in, man.
That's right.
She's plugged in. I says, "Hey, that's all I need to hear."
You can build countries with that attitude.
You sure can. Inspire and lead these kids. We've got to teach kids the trades. There is no experienced help available to you anymore. It's gone. The inventory, that shelf is empty. Gone.
You know, and creative solutions to this, right? I think employers sometimes worry too much about what they can and cannot do, and it's fine to even tell somebody, look, I've been looking for experience help. I'm struggling. I can't find it. You don't have any experience, but I'll teach you. How about we do this? 30-day deal, 90-day deal. You show me. I'll teach you. I'll hire you. I'll show you things. Show me that you can bring the attitude to do it, and you got a full-time gig.
Right.
Things like that. You know.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
And
Great point.
You'd be shocked how much a young person that's motivated will learn in 30 days.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It's amazing. Matter of fact, they'll learn more than you could ever expect them to learn. It's your problem that you're fearing something. Just do it.
And it's a numbers game. You hire 10 people. 3 of them will work out really well. And out of those 10, you'll have one that'll be a rock star.
Yep.
So guess what? You want 3 rock stars? Go out there, hire 30 people. Put them through that process.
Your
problem will be solved by the end of the year.
Right. And quit whining about it. Do it. Man, alive. And here's another thing that's gotten in the way. And you can help. Then I'm going to ask for help, too, on the Put Tools in Schools event coming up. I'm going to throw it out there to my listeners. You know, forgot my thought. Gee, my brain is going all over the place today. Sorry, folks. That's called ADHD. But I got to take a break anyway. 704-227-8800 is the number. 704-227-8800. Going to put a Put Tools in Schools Trades Career Fair together in the spring. It will happen. And we're going to make it a big event. And not only for students, for adults as well. We're going to have many companies in the trades there engaging, showing you firsthand what that career path would consist of. So we're going to talk about that when we get back. We'll be right back.
On the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to do. God's mother, radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are the night.
Great songwriter. All right, welcome back. I've enjoyed today's show with my comrades here, George Hobel and Felipe Cruz. From Ecuador.
Yeah, originally from Ecuador.
You were born in Ecuador?
Yeah, Quito.
Quito, that's where Mary was, in Quito.
Yeah.
She was, yeah.
Yeah.
Near the Galapagos Island.
That's right.
Yeah, great place down there. I'd like to go there at some point in my life, if we can.
You will.
Oh, good. I point to. She'd go back there, she said. That's one place. She normally, when she goes somewhere, she says, I've seen it, been there, done that. Don't want to go back.
It's one of the few countries that you can go from being in snow to being at the beach within a few hours.
Wow. Yeah. The height variation.
The elevation.
Yeah. She got height sickness down there because she was so high.
Yeah,
she's wondering what's wrong with me? What's wrong? And the lady at the Airbnb, her host, she said, you got height sickness. She knew exactly what was wrong. She said, eat this. They got a cure.
So they we did a horseback ride and, you know, up in the, it's called Volcano Land.
Yeah.
Super high up. We get up there And the guy gives us tea. I said, what is that tea? He said, it's coca leaf tea. And it's the it is the remedy for your blood and the oxygen.
Yeah.
And
natural.
Natural.
Yeah.
Just out of belief. I mean, if you travel, like if you go to Colorado, you just need 1 or 2 days of being chill.
Yeah.
Right. Tourists make the mistake to get there. They want to run around.
Gotcha. All right, let's go get back on track here talking about the Trades Career Day. We're going to plan for the spring. And my spring break for schools are the April 11th through the 18th of April. And that is weekend of Easter included in that, too. Easter's in that spring break time, so we're not going to worry about Easter. Now, we've got to pick a date for the event, and it's a Saturday event because we're not going to be on CMS property because of the crap you got to go through to make it happen.
Got it.
And I'm just not going to play that.
Makes sense.
So we've got a location, Titan Solar Power, 1201 Carrier Drive, here, right here in Charlotte. Great location, right off 85 between Beatty's Ford Road and Brookshire Freeway. It's a beautiful location, centrally located, easy to get to, easy to locate. Okay, now, when should we have this is the question. Now, you're probably saying, why are you asking us? Because I want to know. April 2nd is the date I'm looking at because it's the week before spring break. My thoughts are if we can inspire, motivate, and encourage participants of attendees, you might say, looking for career opportunities and different career pathways from students to adults of all ages, they can take the Easter break. The kids, the students can take, the seniors anyway, can take the Easter break and go find jobs that they've just seen.
That's right.
And the careers day. Does that make sense? What do you think of that? Should it be April 2nd or the week before? 2 weeks to give them food for thought.
Yeah, maybe a little bit before.
A little bit before, you think?
Well, the only this is an outdoor event?
No, indoor, outdoor.
Okay.
It's both. Okay, because we're going to have utilities there, meaning Duke Energy, other companies, you know.
Excellent.
Oh, everybody needs help. Everybody.
Yeah.
And, man, if you're looking for an outdoor job and excitement,
yeah,
be a line worker. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, get with Pike, Duke Energy, all those companies. We want that there. We want equipment operators, you know, backhoes, bulldozers, equipment operators. We want to inspire that because dire need right now. Dire need. Mechanical, automotive, that too.
You know, and even for the younger guys that are looking for – more of an edge type excitement career. They forget that those companies also need drone pilots for flying the drones monitor the lines and the sites and all these things. So it's not just always, you know, being construction, you have to work with your hands.
There's a lot of technology in it, like Precision Plumbing. Precision Plumbing is a commercial industrial plumbing company. They don't do residential.
That's right.
So they're doing not mostly, but a lot of their work is medical facilities. And with technology being what it is today, with blueprints like BIM, you know,
yes.
I'm sure you're aware of that, George.
Every day.
You know, that a building now, when it's done on paper, that's it. It's done. It's built. Theoretically, that everything from that point forward is right there on software.
It's just execution.
It's just executing it. And that's the way I looked at remodeling, actually, when I designed a job. It was just, here's the job, now go make it happen.
That's right.
Because everything's in this packet that you need. Everything. Make it happen.
Yeah, we don't do remodels in that point unless I have 3D renderings of it. Because I want the customer to know what he's getting.
Exactly. You know. But anyway, Precision Plumbing, there's a job description or a job task, you know, where this guy will go out, be it an employee, with a computer, a laptop, and a robot, and they place pins where all the fixtures go. They literally map where the plumbing goes on each floor, because let's face it, in a medical facility, plumbing is vast.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they put these components together that go in these walls of plumbing like a manifold, you might say,
sure.
with three urinals on it or that sort of thing. They build all this in their prefab shop, okay, according to plan, and go out and put it where that mapper put the dots, so to speak.
That's right.
So, see, that's technology. They go out and map a floor with this robot and this computer, and that's technology at its finest right there. But somebody's got to do that, and you know who's doing it? They're all in their early 20s.
No doubt.
You know, they're all in their early 20s and love it. Love it. Two Russian guys do it. They're brothers. One of them died, I think. So, but anyway, they're great guy. I mean, you know, but there's technology. And you said drones. You're right. You know, that and drone and that kind of technology is vast in today's construction.
Do you know the biggest change coming for the construction industry? Most people have no idea, but it's 3D printing.
Oh, yeah.
Houses, buildings.
Matter of fact, I think Kayleen McCabe, didn't she bring up 3D printing last week? Something about that? You know, she's going to be on, she'll be, I don't know if you know, you ever met Kayleen McCabe. She's a contractor out in Denver.
Nope.
So why would I know her? Because she's all over the place promoting trades.
Yeah.
And she's going to be at this event. She said, I'm going to hold her to it. But she was talking about 3D printing.
Yeah, there's an article on, I think it was CNBC, last 6 months, a company up north built a house, and this is a production level company, built a house in less than a week, 3D printed, for half the cost of what you can do it today.
Wow, we got to get that on the show, talk about that.
That's
amazing.
And they had an elderly couple that said, you know, we can't find a house that's affordable, and we love this because we got everything for half the price, and it was built within a week.
Wow. I'm interested in that. Have you seen that yet?
I haven't seen that.
I sent you the article. If not, I'll show it to you when we're done with the show.
Wow, we need to look at that. That's neat. Well, guys, we're running out of time here, and I want to thank you both for coming in. I appreciate it. It's been a great conversation. Really, really great conversation. I thank you.
Thank you.
And appreciate it. And, George, I hope you're more versed than you were when you walked in.
Oh, yeah. I've learned a lot.
Cool. Well, no, not that way. If they wanted to use you for any design work, how do they get in touch with you?
Telephone number 704-499-1279, or my email is george@hobeldesigns, and website is www.hobeldesigns.com.
Now I got to teach you one thing before you leave, and focus on this. Never, ever say www again. It's not necessary.
You know what? I found that out the other day.
I call people on that all the time. Please quit saying, especially when you're cutting spots and it's www. I just wasted, what, 5, 3, 4 seconds?
Yeah.
www dot.
Okay, there you go.
You never have to say that again.
HobeldDesigns.com.
Thank you. Ah, bingo. How about you?
Very simply, Loxley Group, LLC.com. LOXLEY Group, LLC.com. They've got a contact us form on there. You just submit it and we'll get in touch with you.
There you go. Or if you're looking for a contractor, Nary Charlotte, Nary of Charlotte, Google it. Nary Charlotte, Google it. Go there, and they've got a whole list. You can go on aboutyourhouseradio.com. I got my list, too. We got lists all over the place. And you can call me. My phone number's right on the homepage of aboutyourhouseradio.com. That's right. My cell phone's right there. It's amazing how nobody calls me. But that's okay. I like peace. It's cool. We good. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And tell your wife anytime, just let me know when dinner's going to be served.
We'll
where we go.
We'll do it.
And we'll do that. Yeah. What part of town do you live in?
South Park.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Oh, lots of places. Good places. What's your favorite?
You know what? We've been going to Fort Mill lately because there's no mask mandate down there.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. I hear you. There's not one in Charlotte as far as I'm concerned. Folks, go out and make it a great week. Spread some love. That's the answer to all this stuff. Love, compassion, empathy. Man, spread the love. Mentor a child. Go find the elderly. We got to help each other through this thing. Let's bob and weave. We can do it. I'll see you next Saturday right here on About Your House.
Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone.
yeah.